Radio FUBAR. Radio FUBAR beyond all recognition. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the new greatest thing on the internet, Studio FUBAR.
Does internet porn know you're cheating on it?
With your hosts, the loud one, Matt Reaver.
His mind brain is permanently rejecting his real identity!
Peter Johnson.
I love that I have an erection that didn't involve homeless people.
But for obvious reasons, we call him Pete. Mr. Producer.
I'm spooning a Barrett 50 cal. I could kill a building.
And the only person who can put up with all of this, Mr. Producer's wife, Tink.
Ugh, it's like my heart's being gripped by the icy fingers of some terrifying ghost of honeymoon future.
Here we go again, another Saturday, another 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock right down
here. It's 5 o'clock right now.
I got home from work about half hour ago. I haven't even finished my first beer yet.
Right.
This is just not right. Usually I'm two or three in by the time we start the show. This, man, I've been driving for 15 damn years. This was by far, you've heard me complain about some weeks that I've had.
Yeah.
This is hands down and by far, I don't know how more I can, or how much more I can exclaim this point. By far, the worst week I've ever had driving a truck.
Okay, now I'm intrigued. Because I've heard some of your shit show weeks.
Hands down, by far, indubitably. Pull out the thesaurus, Pete, there. Let's see.
You will do that.
Monday. Nice, simple day. Run over to Cedar Rapids, grab a load. Take it over to, I'm trying to remember here. I forget where. Anyway. Oh, down to Galesburg, and then Galesburg up to Morris for a live unload.
Okay.
I got there late, so it took them about 8 hours to unload the truck.
Certainly, definitely, for sure, indeed, no question, of course, positively, surely, undoubtedly, without doubt, the worst week you've ever had.
Anyway, so it took them 8 hours to do what normally takes two, which means no sleep.
Fair.
I got about 2 hours of pretty fitful sleep. Because you know what it's like? I got to wake up in 2 hours. So you nod off. I oversleep? Yeah. Oh, shit, did I over... You know, that.
Uh-huh.
Drive over to East Troy. Grab a look coming back to Iowa City. Okay. That goes fine. Go over to Iowa City. Drop that. Go up to West Branch. Grab the load. 6 inches of snow between me and Edwardsville, where I'm going.
Yep.
So I'll hang out here tonight. Well, as I'm hanging out, the engine just starts to start throwing warning codes.
Oh, that's not good.
So I call up the shop, and they're like, well, just bring it in here on your way to Edwardsville, because I got to go right past Quincy. So, because, okay. I mean, it was still running fine, but it threw the engine warning light on me. So I'm like, okay, you know, this could be something as simple as a sensor out, you know, just like on a car.
Yeah.
Could be something as simple as an engine out or a sensor out to an exhaust leak to, you know, something like that. So I get down there and it's a fucking exhaust leak. 14 hours later, they get my truck fixed.
Oh boy.
So guess what? No sleep. get down to Edwardsville, drop, go over to St. Louis, pick up the load. Driving from I had to take that load up to Geneva, Illinois.
Okay.
Get about an hour outside of St. Louis, and then the Pigtail, which is the cable that connects the truck to the trailer for all the lights and all that stuff, shorts out.
Wonderful.
So I spent a couple hours trying to fix that and drop half the screws in the snow. So I'm done for the night. Can't put it back together. Got no trailer lights. Got to wait until light.
Yep.
To, you know, go somewhere to get it fixed. Get somewhere. Get it fixed. Ish.
Yeah. And, I guess that's a point we're coming back to, right?
Yeah. And drive up to Geneva. Drop hook. Go over to Romeoville to grab the load coming home. Get there, pigtail shorts out again.
Wonderful.
It's really simple. It's seven wires encased in a big outer sheath.
Right.
Which wires into a plug that goes into the trailer, right?
Yeah.
There's two screws holding the end of the thing in here at the front where it actually plugs in.
Yeah.
And then there's one giant screw to keep the thing from moving around in the back that holds the big wire in.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put that big screw in.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's stupid.
So I back up to drop that trailer and rips right out of the... The cable's here. The plug's still in the trailer.
Wow. Okay.
So, and I'm not done yet. So I call up work and I'm like, hey, this is the fourth time we've tried to fix this pigtail. Because it happened a couple of times a couple weeks earlier.
Yeah.
In the shop's basically like, look, at this point, we've spent more money trying to fix this thing than it costs to get a new pigtail.
Right.
So here's a place 4 miles down the road. Go and get a new one. Put it on. Well, that ended up taking a couple of hours just because of, well, getting there, getting the right part, and then how it connects to my truck is a complete and total pain in the ass. So I had to, right? Well, I get that done. Run back to the place to pick up my trailer.
Somebody closed. Else, they're closed?
Closed. Not open again until Monday.
Ah, oh, fuck.
But I've already got the bills because I checked in. So I'm sitting outside with the bills, the loaded trailer sitting inside. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch, don't tell me I'm going to have to sit here until Monday. And then on top of that, I'm getting a new student next week.
Okay.
So here's the fun part. The load that I'm going to pick up on Monday goes from Cedar Rapids to Montgomery, which is over by Aurora.
Right.
This dude lives in Aurora. Yeah, this dude lives in Peoria.
Peoria.
Well, I'm saying Cedar Rapids.
From Cedar Rapids
to Montgomery.
To Montgomery.
Peoria.
Peoria. Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah. Completely. Yeah.
184 miles from Cedar Rapids to Montgomery. And then tack on about another 180 miles on top of that going out a route to pick this dude up.
Oh, boy.
But at least I get paid extra for that.
Right.
But no, this
sounds like a shit show.
This was a bad week.
That sounds like a shit show.
So how'd your week go?
Well, not nearly as fucked up as that. Yeah, no. Comparatively, my week went fine.
At least you had to deal with a lot of assholes, but you always deal with a lot of assholes.
Yeah, it's like that's part of my job. I just, the general public has problems. Some of them are morons. Some of them are aggressive, angry morons. So,
no, all of them are morons. That's how it works.
And I wouldn't say that. The ones that I talk to every day, they're idiots. They're pretty much morons.
Right. Well, it's the idiots that call you because they can't figure it out on their own.
Yeah,
it is
a small percentage of the customer base.
They haven't figured out how to go to Google and say, my phone is doing this.
Right. If they could.
Yeah.
I would be out of a job.
Which is pathetic. I mean, how hard is it to go? Well, I guess for a small percentage, their phone is their only connection to the internet. So if it's screwing up,
yeah,
they have to.
For some of those people, there are people that, like the my favorite call in the world is you get someone who gets their bill, and pretty much everybody else besides this idiot will look it over and see, try to figure out what the difference is from 1 month to the next. You compare bills.
You mean if it's different than what you normally pay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what most people would fucking do. There are a small section of people that will see a 5 cent increase in their bill, and rather than try to figure it out, will call the company immediately.
Blame the state. They raised taxes.
That's possible. That's a possible.
For a 5 cent increase, that's probably what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And you can figure this out because there's a list of charges that are on there.
Charge me 99 cents this month for state tax. They charge me $1.04.
$1.04, okay. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. And the amount of wait time some of these people go through, they'll wait on the phone for 5 minutes. Then I have to take a couple minutes to try to figure it out, when they could have done all of that themselves and try to figure it out on their own. And it's just like...
But then they couldn't humpity humph.
There you go. That's it. Right there. And then I have to make statements. Well, like, unfortunately, the charge that I'm seeing is increase your bill.
I know he's lying because that's not the approved verbiage.
Well, no, I do say that. Regardless, I hate they fucking tell me I can't say unfortunately. Well, fuck them.
You live in Chicago. They raised taxes $500 million this year. Of course, your cell phone bill went up a little.
Yeah. Your E911, your 911 fee that the county government charges us to connect into their service, they increased that by like a percentage and a half, which increases your cost.
You know, I think 911 should be free.
I agree. I totally agree.
Hold on. Give me a minute. Free if it's a true emergency.
And then charged if it's not?
Yes.
I'm not a
50 cent charge, like $50.
Now, the other side of this, and this is another call that I have to
ask. When I mean true emergency or, you know, getting charged if it's not, I mean the idiots that call in drunk going, can you guys deliver me some beer?
Right, and I agree with that, but then you would also have to write into something into that type of agreement or law or citywide code or something like that that would protect against the people who accidentally dial 911.
Right, yeah. I mean, That's not what I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. And I'm not even talking like a 5-year-old calling because it doesn't even know any better. You know, that kind of stuff.
I agree.
What time does the library close?
And the minute you chart, here's the response that you would get from this. And I hear this every fucking day. I didn't mean to call 911. I actually thought I was calling my pizza company. I shouldn't be charged that.
No other phone number in the United States is only 3 digits.
I just speed dialed it.
Nobody has 911 on speed dial.
I want a credit.
Tough.
Then I'm going to cancel my service.
Let me transfer you to our cancellations department.
Yep. Yes.
We didn't charge you the $50. The county did.
I don't care. It's on your bill. It's your charge.
Tough. Don't call 911.
Actually, it would be illegal for it to be on the phone bill.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell all of my friends about your company, how you guys are
More than likely, it wouldn't be. They would actually send you a
separate bill. Yeah.
No. I mean, AT&T, Sprint, whatever. They wouldn't have anything to do with it.
That's what I'm saying.
It would just be a matter of 911 saying,
I agree.
This number called us 14 times for stupid ass reasons.
Oh, absolutely.
We are sending them a fine.
You're going to get a sheriff escorting that note to the door.
Yes.
I agree with you on that principle, but there are idiots that I talk to on a daily basis that would threaten to sue the company over something like that.
But like
that.
I said, they wouldn't be getting the bill from you. You wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Right, I agree. If that was done, then...
The bill would come straight from the county, not tacked onto their phone bill.
What are they going to sue AT&T for? Like, even threatening it. They let me make a phone call to 911. They should have stopped me. Like, what are you supposed to argue? They should have stopped me from dialing 911, sir.
Well, that was the argument for the people with the app saying my son put $700 or bought $700 worth of diamonds for this Farmville game. You should have something built into the phone to keep me from spending my money.
I agree with no. You guys don't understand.
I know what you're saying, but it would if the bill was presented to him directly from the county, they wouldn't even make the connection to sue AT&T.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And it would actually be illegal for AT&T to present county charges.
Right.
I agree.
Or, pardon me, fees from the county on its bill.
Right. And I agree. I was just presenting a similar situation that I've had to deal with. If for that, I agree. But the application thing I have to fucking deal with, that is pure bullshit. I fucking hate that goddamn thing. It is the stupidest. It is a three-step verification process to accept any of the charges for that.
At least now, the option in a lot of these, you know, like Google Play or something like that, the option is that you can set it up on a credit card instead of having it straight billed to your phone bill.
Right.
And if you gave a kid a smartphone and attached it to a Google Play account where you manually put in your credit card number.
Dumbass.
Or you let your kid get access to your credit card.
We don't accept personal responsibility anymore.
I agree. And I deal with it every day.
I know. No, I mean, in general.
It would be interesting if Google built in like a realize that kids are getting smartphones. And on the Google Play.
They should do like they do on the.
Yeah, they do. Google. Yeah. They make it an option if they know the account's going to be in a child's hand. A simple parental control PIN number.
Algebra. Yeah.
That's funny, but it wouldn't work.
Yeah, because most parents are dumbass.
It the kid tries to buy anything or enter in a credit card information, and any of that access to the account has to be associated with a separate four-digit PIN the parents set up when they set up the phone.
Even better, you should be able to set up that tablet or that phone or whatever that if somebody tries to purchase on it, it can send a text to the parent's phone saying, do you authorize these charges?
Then I would definitely get a call from somebody who didn't have text messaging and request and demand that we adjust their charges for their text messages.
Well, they already technically have that with the
Are there any plans left that just certified for text users? Messages? No.
I do have there are some customers that don't change their rate plan off of that. They still have that. Now, I agree with you that the point is that the majority of them, and I totally agree with you. I take the fucking calls every day that these fucking morons would bitch something like
that. But I mean, even going outside of cell phones.
Yeah.
In anything, I spilled coffee in my lap, McDonald's. I need $1 million because your coffee's too hot.
I agree.
I ran into the back of that semi Ford. Your brakes obviously didn't work.
I'm actually on the side of the coffee person in that one. The other little shit, like, there was a hair in my cheeseburger. I want free cheeseburgers for the next week. What's your argument? You want more cheeseburgers that have hair in it? But no. McDonald's sold me on the idea of a drive-thru, but then hands me these flimsy fucking cups with this liquid lava inside.
No, this isn't one of those where like the lid was off or something like that. And if you remember the case, she grabbed the coffee.
By the lid?
No.
Okay.
No, she grabbed the coffee, set it down between her legs, and then drove off with the coffee between her legs, squeezed it, and it popped open. And
okay.
She burned her hoochie. That's why she wanted the money. That wasn't an inherent design flaw of the product. You weren't using it in the socially approved manner.
Yeah, but I like that McDonald's didn't even change the temperature of their coffee at that lawsuit. They just put a notice on the fucking cup.
On the fucking cup, yeah.
Like, you didn't even listen to what the consumer said. It's way too fucking hot to hand to somebody a car that wants to go to work in a minute.
I really wish that we could put the appropriate warnings on things. You ever bought a piece of electronic and the owner's manual, like the first 20 pages,
are all the fucking warnings. Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Basically, the hey, dumbass.
Don't take a shower.
The hair dryer in the shower.
Don't put your earbuds in while you're in the fucking shower taking a bath.
This chocolate dildo is not a real sex toy.
Yeah.
Or the fishing lures that are labeled caution, harmful if swallowed. No, I know. Some of them are ridiculous. But if I was a McDonald's CEO, I'm like, so wait, somebody's suing us for $1 million because our coffee was too hot and they were an idiot? Yeah. I'm like, so let's take some power out of their hands. Let's reduce the temperature of our fucking coffee by 10 degrees.
It says right on the menu, hot coffee. It doesn't say almost hot coffee.
It only said hot coffee. Actually introduced your least favorite beverage, iced coffee.
Iced coffee sucks balls.
Never said hot coffee before that to the day. It always just said coffee because coffee was coffee.
Cough was hot.
It wasn't even hot. It was coffee.
Coffee is hot. Coffee is meant to be hot.
Yes.
Iced coffee is an abomination. Pull out the thesaurus again.
Abomination. A travesty.
The closest synonym.
Iced coffee
the closest
belongs,
synonym is anathema. I already know that one.
Iced coffee belongs by itself at the 10th level of hell.
I get it because it's frozen. I know.
Yeah. Or eighth was it? Seven levels? Nine levels? I forget. I'm trying to remember Dante's Inferno.
Well, Dante's Inferno is a good story.
Well, that's what I mean. I was saying there was nine levels.
We're trying to debate non-existent.
I only like iced coffee if it has flavor and is sweet. Yep, I'm that guy. I don't like it when you just pour coffee over ice cubes. I don't like it when you put Splenda in it and it's coffee over ice cubes. That's disgusting. If you went through the trouble of putting some flavor in there and made it like sweet, like it's a dessert drink almost, I'm okay with that. Have you ever had the Jamocha shake at Arby's?
No.
It's basically like it's coffee and chocolate in a almost like Wendy's swirly.
Yeah.
No. No,
I don't mind coffee.
Frosties.
It's like a Wendy's Frosty only with coffee flavor in it.
See, I wouldn't probably mind something like that. But iced coffee? Like Folgers over ice? Fuck that.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross. Some of the things that they do, like if you go to Starbucks, I fucking hate Starbucks.
Stupid product warnings. This is on a can of Planters peanuts. Warning, contains peanuts.
Very much so.
Not suitable for nut and sesame allergy sufferers due to the methods used in the packaging of this product. On a package of eggs.
Contains eggs?
Contains eggs.
Contains raw eggs, yeah.
No, it just says contains eggs.
Oh, they don't, yeah. Well, I suppose that one they don't really have to specify raw or not. We actually had someone that advocated for that. Apparently, it's some sort of army regulation that you actually have to list the common allergies over food that may contain it. And my response was, I'm just going to get rid of the shit that contains the allergies.
You remember the iron-ons decals? Caution, this activity involves using a hot iron. An adult should do this activity. Be careful. Cardboard transfer will still be hot. Do not iron while wearing shirt.
There are idiots in this world.
I was going to say, most of these warnings...
Well, it said iron on. It didn't say iron off.
No, it just says do not iron while wearing shirt.
No, I'm talking about before the labor.
Right, yeah.
It said I could iron it on. It didn't say I had to iron it off.
You know... The hard part about this is trying to come up with arguments would make.
Hold on. This is on a ant bait trap. Contains peanuts.
Yeah.
Like, that would be your primary concern if your child ate it.
Yeah.
Viagra is not for newborns.
That's the same thing. Why did the Maasai not have any peanut allergies? Why don't they have any fat people? I can't help being fat. Can they?
Viagra is not for newborns.
Okay. There's probably some idiots out there.
There's actually a label inside some jeans on the zipper that says, this zipper may be harmful to your penis.
That's a lawsuit probably from skinny jean wearers.
I'm guessing.
They zip their nut sacks.
Well, you got it. Your skin is definitely tight now.
Please be safe. Do not stand, sit, climb, or lean on zoo fences. If you fall, animals could eat you, and that might make them sick. Thank you.
That sounds like a sign I would write. Look.
Caution, this sign has sharp edges.
If the animals eat you, they're going to get some toxicity in them, and the animals are going to die, so don't risk it.
What about me?
Yeah, I could give a shit about you. You can fall in the ditch. Just make sure it's in a place where the tigers can't eat you.
Then I got to deal with some shit for the tigers.
That's a different set of paperwork. That's over in a day.
Here's the English sense of humor for you. Touching wires touching electric wires causes instant death. $200 fine.
Nah.
Okay, stupid actual product warnings.
The only one I learned to respect as a man that grew in height and dimensions was no running by the pool. That's one I actually follow now.
The first time you fucking slip and fall and smash your face in the concrete.
Or your knee, or you get your toe stubbed, or you slide right next to the pool and one leg goes in the pool but one leg's still out.
And you either
crack your nuts or you crack your knee and then scrape the inside of your leg on the pool. Okay, I'm going to respect their suggestion on this one. They have a point.
This is inside a t-shirt, you know, a little kid's like Halloween t-shirt. Okay. Wash inside out. Remove child before washing.
Yeah.
Soccer not allowed.
But what if I wore it inside out?
Isn't it so hard to try to come up with arguments that stupid people would make? It's like, how is that not just obvious to you?
Yeah, soccer not allowed. Soccer may only be played in the archery range.
That's dumb. That's real fucking stupid.
Make for a more interesting target.
Right?
That Klingon game.
Huh?
Matt knows what I'm talking about with the rolling hoops.
Yeah, and you gotta throw the spear through the hoop.
There was that game that Worf went to the planet and there was Klingons and Romulans living together.
Oh,
and they
were
playing a bastardized version of the hunting game.
Yeah. Police station toilets only. Cops have nothing to go on. Okay. Yeah.
These aren't as funny as I thought. Where's the fishing lure that says harmful if swallowed? No shit. Rat poison. Harmful if ingested. No shit.
Yeah,
well, that's the one that I told you that it said may contain or contains peanuts.
I agree that that's one of those ones. Yes, I agree that there are more relevant things you have to worry about, but that's one of those ones that's kind of not obvious from the packaging, you know. Unless there was, it's still stupid, but I can see where
there are those people that claim they'll die if they. But then that person should have an EpiPen anyway.
Now here's the funny one. It's you know those singing birthday cards.
Yes.
Like you open it up and it's got the little chip in there. Here's one that says, it's your very first birthday. Then you flip it over and it says, not suitable for children under 3 years due to small parts.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's see. Washing machine. Do not put any person in this machine.
What if they're not a person to me? Can I put them in then?
Right. For external use only, avoid contact with eyes, ears, brain, and surrounding membranes.
I have daily contact with my brain. Just stick the finger in there, wiggle it around.
This is on a skateboard. This product moves when used. Exercise caution and common sense. Please read and understand the operating instructions before the spray clean toilet seat. Or before using the spray clean toilet seat. Children, elderly, and invalids should use this unit with assistance and monitoring. Do not squat or stand on the seat. This seat is designed for sitting only. Hence, seat.
Nice.
I don't know. A chair is also a ladder, just with one step.
Washing instructions. Machine wash, gentle cold, use gentle detergent. No bleach, line dry, no iron, do not dry clean, do not wear for sumo wrestling.
Very specific warning.
Right.
And then they have ni pour ton, pas pour le sumo le tante.
Does sumo translate into Spanish?
Hair dryers are for hair on head only.
If you're...
Fuck you, you're not even my real dad. I'll dry my wig how I see fit, and so will Trump.
I'll dry my ball hair as much as I want with this fucking hair dryer.
No class hair dryer.
Back of a toilet says, warning, suffocation risk. You know, like they put on refrigerators now?
Yeah.
Well, what?
Yeah, they have a picture of, they have a, the back, the tank of a toilet.
Suffocation risk.
Child sitting inside it in the lid like this, like they're getting ready to put a child in the back of a toilet.
Sometimes the county pool is full. Yeah. So, you know. Yeah.
Toilet bowl cleaner, safety.
Hey, Matt, don't get suffocated in there.
This is on a package of toilet bowl cleaner. Safe to use around pets and children, although it is not recommended that either be permitted to drink from toilet.
Maybe that's just parenting advice. Or housekeeping advice. Look, in general, this product is safe to use, but also in general, don't let anybody drink from a toilet.
Do not hold the wrong end of a chainsaw, you know.
Why? It's not like it's going to work if I hold the wrong end.
This actually is in a Dremel multi... You know what a Dremel is.
Yes.
This actually is in there because I have one. This product is not intended to be for use as a dental drill or in medical applications.
Right. That's a good one. That's an idiot somewhere.
I think I missed a good one.
The Dremel tool says not for use in dental work.
That's a moron. We've identified the moron.
Come on over here, Skeeter. I got you fixed up. We're going to get that root out.
There would be some.
What do we got for Novocaine? We got Shine.
You won't feel your face afterwards either.
We're going to have Bubba slap you around a bit and then have you drink a bottle of Shine. We're going to get that tooth.
What tooth? What's a tooth?
The one good one out of the two.
I got a good one?
Not anymore. Oh. The one that's brown and yellow, not yellow and brown.
I thought the yellow and brown one was my good one.
No.
Oh, you mean...
Now you're just being stupid, Cletus.
Skeeter.
Yeah, sorry.
Cletus is doing the operation. Oh, Bubba is his lovely assistant.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no wonder it hurts when you pee.
Right?
Wait for it. No.
No.
The wrong tooth was bad.
Nope.
Forget it. It's funny in my head just because
I'm trying to pass one. I
didn't. Dude's peeing in his mouth. Come on. Forget it.
Yep, next. let's move past that.
Okay.
So, big news in this week. No, the Oscar nominations came out.
Oh, we're gonna, okay. I got you. Here we go. Here we go.
And for the second year in a row, no non-white people. Let's put it that way.
Black geeks.
were nominated for actor, actress, director, anything. It was a whitewashed Oscar Awards, according to many.
Very much so.
I'm starting to wonder if a lot of black people and Latinos, not Asians so much.
This is going to be one of those shows.
No.
It is. It really is. Because
when Frank says no, we know it is.
It's going to be one of, because you're going to go down this line of reasoning, and then it's all going to come out. No, no, I'm not saying that no, it's going to be racist.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing either. I'm just saying it's going to be one of those.
This
shows.
Isn't racist. They're complaining.
That's not what I'm saying.
They're complaining that no minorities were nominated for the Oscars for 2 years in a row.
That's not true. Oh, no, wait. I mean, the actual official nominations, yes.
Right. Yeah, the actual people that made the final cut.
I bet they had no idea who was campaigning, though. They probably didn't even go that fucking far.
Well, if you made a movie, you get to...
The Oscars are extremely political, though.
Right.
You get to campaign for your movie.
Looking back over the year, though, can you think of a role that was overly deserving? I don't think the problem is there aren't enough black people being nominated.
I think
the problem is that they're not putting black people in good roles.
I think the big possible snubs everybody really wanted to talk about.
Oh, they're talking about Will Smith and Concussion. They wanted him nominated because he's Will Smith, not because the movie was good.
There was also the guy in 12 Years a Slave.
That was last year.
Was that 2015 release?
That was last year, but it was all white last year, too. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But specifically for this year, because I don't remember what movies
12
were
Years
last
a Slave
year.
Was 2015.
No, it was last year. It was 2014.
Hold on.
It was 2014 for the 2015 Oscars, just like this is 2015 movies for the 2016 Oscars.
That's fair.
Yeah, 12 Years a Slave came out in 2014.
Let me check here. Not trying to fact check you.
Go ahead.
Let's look this up.
All right,
here.
But the big ones were, was it Will Smith in Concussion, and then the dude with the weird name? I think he's British, actually, though.
Talking about Idris Elba?
Yeah. He was in a movie this year that I don't even remember.
He's a hell of an actor, though.
He is. But the role kind of stunk.
Oh, shit. 12 Years a Slave came out in 2013, so it would have been 2014.
14, okay. Yeah.
All right, never mind.
But like I said, the big problem is they just don't put black people in good roles. I mean, if you think about all of the great black actors currently working, who do you got? Morgan Freeman. Would you say Idris Elba?
Idris Elba's good, yeah.
I would say Will Smith, but he hasn't made a good movie in a few years. But he is still working.
Fair. Sam Jackson, but Sam Jackson's movies never usually get...
Well, Sam Jackson hasn't been a lead for years.
Will Smith went dark after Earth.
Right. Yeah.
But Sam Jackson hasn't been the lead for years.
That's very true.
Matter of fact, has he ever been the lead?
He was the arguable lead of Pulp Fiction.
That's
next to John Travolta.
Yeah.
Right. But even then, it was more of an ensemble cast. But yeah, I guess they could both be considered the lead actors in that.
Those two were the lead actors. Like, everything else was...
Right.
What about Jackie Brown? Wasn't he the lead character in Jackie Brown?
I don't know, but I mean, here recently, he hasn't been the lead for nothing.
Yeah, the lead character in Shaft.
Yeah.
Who else?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to flip that on its head and say, who would you say are the top white actors playing right now? And you're going to be able to come up with two or three people each because that's the mental list you keep.
Yeah.
And then say, well, there's probably more.
Right.
Until you see him on screen, you go, oh, he's a good actor.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, when you think go-to actor, you know, you can look at the list. You can probably come up with
Denzel Washington. Couple of,
well, yeah, he hasn't been the lead.
He hasn't been in anything.
Really
yeah.
In the last few years.
Jamie Foxx.
Hasn't in the last few years.
That's fair.
Not since Ray.
And Law Abiding Citizen. He's been in the films.
What?
He's been in Law Abiding Citizen.
Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
That's actually really good. That's Gerard Butler.
That's a pretty good movie. No, okay. It's Jamie Foxx. Gerard Butler is the supporting actor.
That's right, yeah.
Careful how you word that.
Yeah. Because
he was the lead in that movie.
That's right. He was the cop that was chasing
But I mean,
down.
When you
That's
think
right,
when
yeah.
you think go-to black actor, there's three or four that are constantly working.
Yeah.
White guys work all the time.
Okay.
Black actresses.
Let's just shorten that to blacktresses. Like Blackula.
Well, you got I don't know.
Good old
I don't,
blaxploitation films. I love those. Those
I don't.
Good.
I don't know her name. Ophelia or whatever. She did The Help a couple of years ago. What's her name?
Hold on.
Olympia. Oh, goddamn.
Look, I'm gonna say anyway. I can't name. Well, even in leading roles, no.
Well, leading roles or even supporting roles.
Okay. Well, even supporting.
I mean,
roles,
as opposed to like a 2-minute cameo walk on or something like. You know what I mean. Relatively integral to
Octavia
the movie.
Octavia Spencer, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Pull up the Tyler Perry movie list. Let's go through this shit
okay.
on black actors and black actresses.
That's fine.
Because
yeah, no, I'm cool with that.
I'm getting paranoid about fucking Hollywood, and it's pissing me off.
Anyway, my point is that the list of... Well, that doesn't work because comedies never get nominated for
fucking
Oscars. Oh, right,
but
Oscars
there's other...
Anyway. But you know what I mean. I mean, the list of
Tyler Perry to stop making comedy.
Right. The
we will go to Tyler Perry's Madea's Neighbors. That came out in 2014.
God.
All right. Casting
hey, no,
crew.
No, we forgot. Ice-T's working. And so is Ice Cube.
Any of the guys out of Straight Outta... I haven't seen Straight Outta Compton, but that movie looked fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, but Ice Cube and Ice-T, you know, well, they've been doing TV for years. But,
yeah.
But they still do an occasional movie role.
All right. So I'm going to lame off the list of people in here. You tell me if you heard any of these guys. So we got.
Well, no, it's not that we've heard of them. It's that they're doing substantial work currently.
That's my point.
And Madea is not substantial work. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
I'm looking through this real quick.
I would say Chris Rock, but he hasn't been anything
nope.
substantial. In
there ain't
a while
no
either.
One in there that I know. I haven't heard of.
Who was the one that got in an accident a couple of years ago?
That was Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan, yeah,
he's a comic.
Yeah, but he did some movies there for a while. Yeah, but currently there's really maybe a half a dozen.
Hold on, there's a better way to do this. Oscar.
Movie. I think Denzel was the last black actor to win, wasn't he?
Nomination.
Yeah. Anyway.
Right.
But anyway, the point is, isn't the nominations. You can't throw this at the Oscars completely. The point is that.
Okay.
Hollywood in general doesn't put black people in the movies.
That's a possibility.
They really don't. Unless it's Denzel Washington. Or frickin' a couple of the others that we just... Denzel Washington, frickin' Sam Jackson, and a couple others. They don't put black people in substantial roles. They don't put Hispanics in... TV's getting better about it. And imagine, and the Academy's already come out and said, well, we're going to try to do a better job of that, we're going to change our process of this. And that. So next year, say they nominate a couple of black people for a role. Now they're going to be thinking, okay, did I actually earn this, or is it an affirmative action vote?
And that's a possibility. That's a possibility. You know,
affirmative action sounds good in principle, but it really sucks for that token person.
Right, yeah.
Because they're sitting there wondering, did I actually get in on my merits, or did I get in just because I'm black? It runs counter to what Martin Luther King wanted.
Very much so. That's actually a point. Whenever I weighed in on this argument, that's actually a point that I always bring up. I was like, are you people really following specifically what that man preached? No.
No.
Fuck no. You're actually following more along the lines of what Malcolm X wanted, and his was extremely fucking divisive.
Right. They want integration in some things, yet they still want segregation, but they won't admit it.
Right.
And the reason I say that is because it's perfectly okay to demand that black people be included into the Oscars. But what would happen if we came out and said, well, what about the BET Awards? How come you ain't got no white people in there?
It's called racial appropriation. Already a word for it.
Yeah, it's self segregation is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, which is fine. Just fucking admit it, okay?
I'm looking something up that pertains to this.
Yeah, and I'm trying to too.
Or anyway, so I'm doing all the talking. I'm not.
No, go ahead, because I actually am curious about something. You'd be interested to.
Well, you got to talk into the mic if you want.
I'm curious about something. I'm looking it up, and I don't want to actually talk about it because I want to be the one that looks it up because it was my idea.
Okay.
So just keep talking about it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'll stay off the computer. So just go ahead and at least tell me what you're driving towards.
You keep talking.
Okay. There are a couple things that it's a weird situation.
You shouldn't be voting for people for the Oscars because they're black. You should be voting for them because of their performance.
Right.
I'm sorry. There weren't any substantial people of color in roles this year.
Now
that did a good, you know.
There is one caveat to this, right? Which is, I don't know if our experiences with movies this year is good enough to potentially make that type of statement.
I actually heard something about this.
No.
What I'm getting to is I actually heard somebody talking about this. And they pulled up a list of, what was it?
I'm checking out I'm actually at the point now. So I'm actually going to go through a couple of them. Becoming a voting member of the Academy. The requirements of the Academy.
Is pretty much being in a movie once.
No. No, it's going to go into some details here. I'm actually looking at the one for actors right now. Then I'm going to go director, producer. Okay. I'm going to skip the editors and bullshit like that because who gives a fuck about them anyway? But
they can go give
them. They may make the movie, but they're not the people involved right in this. From Academy bylaws, Article 3, Section 1. Yeah, they have bylaws for the Academy. Membership shall be by invitation of the Board of Governors. Invitation to active membership shall be limited to those persons active in the motion picture arts and sciences or credited with screen achievements or have otherwise achieved distinction in the motion picture arts and sciences and who, in the opinion of the board, are qualified for membership. To be considered for invitation to membership in the actors branch of the Academy, an individual, this is in regards to actors, have a minimum of 3 theatrical feature film credits, in all of which the roles played were scripted roles, one of which was released in the past 5 years, and all of which are of a caliber that reflect the high standards of the Academy, and or have been nominated for an Academy Award in one of the acting categories, or have in the judgment of the Actors Branch Executive Committee otherwise achieved unique distinction, earned special merit, or made an outstanding contribution as a motion picture actor.
Mm-hmm.
You can get around the 3-picture minimum if your breakout role was phenomenal.
Right. Now, the one thing that they are trying to do, though, is because the way it is right now is that once you're accepted as a voting member, you're there for life.
To be considered for, this is for directors, to be considered for invitation to membership in the director's branch of the Academy, an individual must have a minimum of two director, the bylaws said the same exact thing for the actors, by the way, sorry. Have a minimum of two directorial credits.
You mean for the actresses, you mean?
Whatever. Actors, actresses. It's the They're same. Labeled the same under the...
Right.
Unless there's a vaginal clause in here I haven't seen. Probably. At least one of which is from the most recent 10 years on theatrical films of a caliber which, in the opinion of the executive committee, reflect the high standards of the Academy. So you can't get in for, you know, fucking fart movies.
Right. You can't get in there for Tyler Perry's
Medea. You can't get in there for Norbit. Yeah. and or have directorial screen credit on a picture nominated for the Academy Directing Award for the Academy Best Picture and or for the Academy Foreign Language right. Film Award. So there's three different categories you can get in as a director.
Right.
Have, in the judgment of the director's branch executive committee, otherwise achieved unique distinction or special merit or made an outstanding contribution as a motion picture director.
Right.
And producer.
I'm sure it's about the same way. Must have produced a number, blah, blah, blah.
Producers is not listed here. You can't get in by just paying for a movie.
No, not as a producer, no.
Executives?
Right. But the thing is that once you're inducted right now as a voter... For the Oscars, you're there forever.
Two producer screen credits or co-producer.
Mm-hmm. They're changing it to, what is it? That you only get 10 years.
Okay. So they'll not, okay.
You have to be active in the last 10 years.
Right.
Okay.
That's what they were saying for directors and producers. You can't have Spielberg sitting on there on his laurels, so to speak.
Right.
He has to keep making movies.
He couldn't have made E.T.
To be voted in, he had to have been acted within the last 10 years. But once he's in, he's in. Now they're changing it to where you have to have been active in the last 10
years. But all of this is preceded by the note that each year your membership is reviewed.
Okay.
So if Spielberg made Schindler's List, gets in, he can't make the Clumps and Skate By. They can go, what the fuck? You're not one of us anymore, and boot him out.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. The Academy is a club within Hollywood. It is very political. But at the same time, every year you have a chance to get in on a nomination.
Well,
you could have done great things.
Right, but as for getting voted out, I think there's some kind of... I bet if you dig in further, there's probably a process of being dropped, and it's probably something like, I don't know, 65% of the executive committee or 65%, whatever.
Yeah.
But pretty much for the Oscar voting, once you're in, you're in, and you're in there forever. And they want to update it.
For people at home, here's a list of categories you can get in through the branches of, and I see only one obvious glaring missing one. Actors, associates, associates artist representatives, so art department, casting directors, cinematographers, costume designers, directors, documentary, executives, film editors, makeup artists and hairstylists, members at large, creative science and technology, members at large, production, members at large, stunt coordinators. That's the big missing one. Music, producers, public relations, short films, and feature animation, sound, visual effects, writers. I don't see stuntmen. That's the only category that's glaringly missing.
Wait, did you say caterers at the end?
No. I said public relations, short films, and feature animation, sound, visual effects, and writers.
Okay, I thought you said...
Public relations?
No, I thought you said caterers at the end. I'm like...
So you can get in for doing PR on a film as long as it's classy PR.
Yeah.
It's a membership club.
It is.
What are we judging it by? Even if they are racist.
Pretty much.
It's a private entity.
Pretty much if you've ever had anything to do with a movie whatsoever other than an extra, you can get into Oscar voting.
And here's something that I saw online. That's why I was going into that. What the membership is required, why it's reviewed every year. You cannot dismiss the prestige of the award by decrying racism.
Right.
Because you either acknowledge the fact that their goal is to, you have a spider coming down right over your right arm right now. It's going to come down on your right hand if it stays still. There we go.
Any more? He's fucking dead.
No, he's not.
If you are acknowledging that the goal of this entity is to find the cream of the crop, the best of the best in each category and merit and vote on awards for that category,
mm-hmm.
you cannot accuse them of prejudice without first decrying that you don't even want the award.
Right, right. Exactly.
You can't say, well, they're racist. Why didn't they nominate me to make me the best?
All right. Now this
because you weren't the best, right. motherfucker. That's the right. clause.
Now this is the list. Of the top 100 grossing movies of 2015. I'm sure, I know we haven't seen all of them, but we've probably heard of most of them.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to talk about minority actors and whether we think that the role they played in that movie would warrant an Oscar nomination.
One final thing, as I was just going to say, I am against their use of the word academy. It is etymologically wrong. It implies they teach. They do not. It implies they're for higher learning. No.
No.
They don't actually teach anybody to do better. They award themselves for doing good. That pretty is not right. an academy. That is a, I don't even know what, a service, if you will. I don't,
right.
I'm trying to come up with a better word.
All right. Anyway, here's the movies. Star Wars. Finn.
Yep.
Academy worthy. No.
The thing is that Star Wars has always been snubbed.
Are we coming up with this list, or did you look it up?
No, this is, yeah, okay. this is the...
No, I don't think he's Oscar. He did a good job. He did a good job. He was a great actor in that role.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Right, but
yeah.
one of the top 10 actors of the year?
No, not anywhere near that, yeah.
Not even supporting actor.
Jurassic World.
No.
The dinosaur?
Now, obviously, we're pretty
Who's
much...
Who's the POC in there? Yeah.
Well, that's what we're saying. Is there?
The dude who owns the park.
The Indian guy.
I was going to say, A, is there a minority? And B, would it be worthy of... Because
I don't think that
obviously,
movie...
Obviously, we don't necessarily know who the directors are of these movies, so we're just going to go fair. For actors and actresses.
On the here. Technical side, purely, possibly, but no acting or directorial producer's credit should right. be in there.
Well, that's all we're looking at is actors and actresses, because we don't know necessarily who the producer or who the director right. was or any of that stuff. Avengers.
Avengers Age of Ultron, the person of color on the screen for the longest in that film was Sam Jackson, but he was only in there for maybe 3 minutes right. of screen
so
time.
So the
total.
Only thing you could possibly nominate him for in that role would be supporting.
And even right. then, that's a stretch of the imagination.
And I don't think you can give somebody an Oscar nomination for a role they've played 9 times.
They have not in the past.
Right.
Inside Out. I don't know if any of the voices were.
Mindy Kaling is of Indian descent.
Oh, that's the Mindy Project. Disgust. The chick from the Mindy Project.
Mindy Kaling from yeah. The Office.
Oh, The Office. That's right.
That's yeah. her most recognizable role because who the hell watches the Mindy Project? That show's stupid. Right.
Do you actually watch it?
No.
That's okay. just something. Her name is the same in that TV show. And
they
I was
took
assuming.
The character that she was playing from The Office, that egotistical little mall rat girl.
Yeah.
And threw her in another show. It's almost like the Joey spinoff from Friends. What is this character doing right. here?
All right.
She wasn't even your favorite character on The Office. She was just there to make some scenes happen.
Right. Oscar worthy as an actress?
No.
In that role? No.
No.
The movie itself, probably best animated. It was a good... I enjoyed
if they have
the
a category for voice acting, I would actually like Phyllis to get it. She was the voice of Sadness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because one, it's really hard to set. She has a very characteristic look mm-hmm. about her as a person. It's hard to separate her face from that voice, and it did halfway through the movie.
Furious 7.
No. There's no. Nope.
Vin Diesel is a person of color.
He is, but.
Is he really?
Yes. I've been over this with fucking Cody and everybody. He has openly acknowledged he's definitely a person of color. He will just not specify what color. It is known that his father is of both black and Arab okay. descent, I believe, or Puerto Rican and black. But he doesn't go into detail about it because he's of the mind. Does it fucking matter?
Doesn't fucking matter.
I'm here to be in movies and to make you have a good time. a progressive attitude that's actually progressive.
Tyrese is also in that movie and Ludacris.
Yeah. Yeah, let's honor the Furious.
Okay, they're in there, but
I'm just throwing them out there.
They weren't the Sam Jacksons of that movie. They were there to support at best.
And The Rock.
Yeah. We're six movies in, and we've identified really nobody that was in a substantial role except for Mindy Kaling or whatever her name is.
So what we're actually learning here is that casting directors are racist.
Yeah, I think so. Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2.
Never seen it.
Right, but we've heard about it.
I don't.
The white chick, Woody Harrelson, dead guy.
Dead guy.
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah.
Who has been nominated before.
I think it's a bunch of white guys in that movie, too, that I can think of.
He's won before. He's won twice.
Has he won twice?
Yes. Okay. He's a very good actor.
Yeah.
Gus Avakotos?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The Martian.
It's Gus, can I call you Gus? Well,
that's not my name.
Can I call you Gus?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, okay. The Martian, which was pretty much...
It's a one white guy on screen one for white a long guy, time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cinderella, don't know. Spectre, British white guys.
And one British white guy and one German white guy.
Okay. Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, white guys. Pitch Perfect 2, white chicks.
Moneypenny.
Money. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Moneypenny's black now.
Okay,
she actually does a really good job as Moneypenny, and she's much more believable than old what's her face trying to ham it up with it. Like she's actually young, supple, attractive. Okay.
I have not watched any of the. Well, I take that back. I did watch Casino Royale, but other than that, I haven't the new Bond movies.
Sum it up. Skyfall took the new formula and said, okay, let's go back to a male M, the money penny, the throw in the hat when he comes in the door. Beginnings of the movie, like the actual first 15 of the movie will remind you of the old James Bond films a lot. Right. So money penny is definitely in there.
All right. Pitch Perfect 2, white chicks. Ant-Man, white dudes.
Mm-mm. There was a supporting cast of people of color. The guy that finds the job for him is Mexican by blood and in the movie Mexican.
Oscar-worthy?
No. Oscar-worthy? No, I'm just identifying them in the movie that, they are there.
Right. When I mean lead or supporting, you know the definition. Not they were in the movie for 2 minutes.
We have to get to them being in the movie first.
Yeah, we got
to
find them in the movie and then say, were they worthy of it? Otherwise, we're just dismissing that they were in there. I'm not doing that at all.
Okay, I mean, we'll acknowledge that they were in the movie, but thus far, has anybody other than...
Was that Flo Rider?
Hold on. Other than Finn... In Star Wars, and Mindy Kaling in Inside Out.
In a headline role, no.
In a headline, either what you would nominate for best actor, best actress, supporting actor, supporting actress.
Because, Evangeline Lilly and Michael Douglas were more of the supporting actors in there, but his...
And the dude who played Falcon.
Was in that movie? Oh, well, he was Falcon in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was an Ultron,
Yeah. And he was Winter Soldier before.
No, he was. Was he an Ultron?
Briefly. At the end. When Sam Jackson, and so was Rhodey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But if you're going to put him up for an actor, it would be supporting in...
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No.
Oh, he was barely in Ant-Man. But I'm talking specifically about his Mexican friend. That's the most plausible...
T.I. is who you're talking about.
No, not the Mexican guy.
Michael Pena.
But I want to focus on...
He could have gotten a supporting role for that because he had this... I'm actually making a case for this.
I know.
He's the best candidate so far because the character was lovable. He went into the role of the lovable dumb thief.
Okay. All right. But what
I steal stuff.
All right.
So what? It's a job. It's like
But what I
damn it, I like that guy.
But what I want to focus on so we can basically get through the list here is the leads. And the supporting. And when you mean supporting, they're people that are integral to the story and support the leads.
That's why I was talking about him. Okay. That's what I'm saying. There was one.
All right. So we made it 13 films down the
list. And we've got three.
Well, we've really got one that's a nomination, according to Pete. Because Finn wouldn't...
You know, yeah, no, I agree. Finn.
And Mindy Kaling and...
No.
Inside Out, no. So we're 13 in before we got one that we said, okay, maybe a best supporting role.
Right, yeah.
Home... Don't know.
Hold on.
That's got to be something dumb.
Hotel Transylvania 2.
Fuck no. Adam Sandler hasn't done anything that's worthy of an Oscar. Ever. Except maybe his role in Click, but that's about it.
Not even that.
I love it.
50 Shades
Last week when I went over to their house, they were watching it. I go, oh, Adam Sandler. And his mom's like, that's Adam Sandler. And the next line out of his mouth, he did his Jew voice for Dracula. Because that's the only accent he could do. And his mom's like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, he didn't notice it.
Yeah.
All right. 50 Shades of Grey White dude, white chick. Nasty sex. That's really all that is.
SpongeBob movie.
Dude.
If that got an Academy Award, I'd be done.
It's not even, it's just like, I've read the book for 50 Shades of Grey. I read the first one because I wanted to see what the hell this book was all about, right? And I read this and I'm like, this is the shit, like the spoiler alert, the movie's been out for about a year. The very end of the book, because I've never seen the shitty movie, she freaks the fuck out because the dude gets a belt and wails on her. She's like, no, I'm done. I'm out. And that's like, that's the worst thing that happened in the fucking movie. That's it. And he straps her down in a bed and beats her with a belt. That's it. That's the worst.
All right. Sponge out of water.
What's that about?
SpongeBob.
Oh, it's a sponge. No, don't. Nope. SpongeBob. Nope. Is not an Academy Award winning.
Well, we're talking about the actors and actresses.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
There's
in
no
general.
People of color in that movie. I can almost guarantee it.
Straight out of Compton.
Now we've hit our first one that should potentially be
a minefield, a gold mine, rather.
Yeah.
The Hold lead on. Is what is it? Ice Cube, I think.
It's his, no, none of them from none of the
I know,
guys.
I know,
from
he's,
NWA
I know,
are
I know,
not in
I know
it.
He's not in it, but it's about the. It's about coming up, and
yes.
It's Ice Cube's son that plays Ice Cube in that movie.
Okay, so yeah, we have O'Shea Jackson,
which is Ice Cube's son.
Let me see here.
You know, he named his son Trey.
It's his middle name. That actually kind of worked, though. Ice Trey Jackson, that'd work.
Hold on.
I was going for Ice Cube and Trey.
I know. That's what I said. Ice Trey Jackson. I haven't seen the movie. I've heard it's good.
I want to see it. That was one of those ones I want to see it. Let's see.
Now this would be what you would consider as
yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, O'Shea Jackson is the right. I was just double checking to make sure. Yes, he is the son of
as Ice Pete, Cube. As Pete is, well, the only reason I know that is cuz I heard an interview the other day with Ice Cube talking about the movie. This would be the first POC centric movie, as Pete would put it.
Yep.
That's their term.
I know.
For anybody that's not white is people of color. It's Remember, like, 10 years ago, if you said a person of color, you would get in so much fucking trouble.
Yeah.
Coming full circle. Yeah. You can't say colored people.
Well, of course.
But you can say people of color.
They appropriate
I want to see the dude that plays Dr. Dre, because that could actually be really
fucking
good.
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I don't know anything about the movie, but I'm assuming there would probably be a contender or two in the list. Now, O'Shea Jackson, I think this might be his first role.
He was on a...
I'm pretty sure a lot of these are breakouts. Because I've never seen him before in my life. They got to be like indie movies and that sort of thing.
His first lead for sure.
It's his first acting role.
Okay.
Yeah,
it helps when your dad's the executive producer.
These are either breakouts or no names, yeah.
That's a fair statement, but you know what? If he's good at what he fucking does.
I have heard through the grapevine that he actually did a pretty damn good job.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard it's a great movie. I've just never been interested in rap or NWA.
Well,
or anything.
Neither have I. And that's why I really haven't seen the movie.
It's one of those ones when I get around to it, I'll watch it, and I'll probably fucking enjoy it.
All right. Let's assume that, hey, it's his breakout role. He did a damn good job. Okay, we'll nominate him for Best Actor.
I like that Paul Giamatti's in here. He's going to be like that like scummy record exec.
All right. So almost like a rich white guy Jew is the villain. Why doesn't the Academy love black films?
All right. San Andreas.
That's a rock. That's the Rock movie.
No. And it was terrible.
It's bad.
So no.
Fury Road.
Nope.
Is there? It's a huge feminist.
Nope.
Yeah, sorry.
We're talking leads and supporting.
The bad guy, Imogen Joe, is Indian born, I believe.
Okay.
But you wouldn't know it by looking at him in the movie or out of it.
It's Charlize Theron and Tom Hardy is the lead in it.
Yeah.
Daddy's Home.
The hell's that?
That's the one with Will Ferrell and Marky Mark.
Marky Mark, yeah. The Insurgent.
Nope.
The Peanuts movie.
Eh. Wait. There was a Peanuts movie?
There was, yeah.
Well, they have the token black kid in Peanuts.
Irrelevant. It was more like there was a Peanuts movie?
I can't remember what his name is.
It's all a bunch of kids.
I know.
I'm looking at the cast on IMDb. It's all just a bunch of kids.
Here'd be another one that you could actually have fun with if they nominated comedies. Kingsman.
Which Frank liked.
I did.
Yeah, that movie was good.
I could almost see putting Sam Jackson up for best supporting for that just because it's so out of character and he did it so well.
Yeah.
And he was having fun with it.
Remember I told you he knew what he was doing when he did this role?
Oh, yeah.
And then second off, when we were queuing it up, I'm like, it's tongue-in-cheek. Before we go any farther, it's tongue-in-cheek the whole way, and it was.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best description I give a tongue-in-cheek spy movie.
And it was fantastic.
It was.
But, unfortunately, the Academy does have a tendency to look at the top-grossing movies and just snub their fucking nose at all of them because they do. It's not a high, it's not a...
And that's the big difference between the Academy and, say, the Screen Actors Guild and or the People's Choice Awards, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that, is the Academy tends to pick low-budget art films.
Right.
Got to have a suicide, a gay person,
like 45 a black person. 45 years was...
I like how they're
a mention of the Holocaust or two, black and white, and you're good. You got an Oscar.
It's funny that
an alcoholic or a drug abuser in it, too.
It's funny that you're bringing that up because up until this point, I guess, they've never been able to accuse the Academy to be a non-progressive entity, you know? Because they always showed suicide... Right. All of this shit.
Uh-huh. Racism, drug right. abuse.
And we'll leave it out at the top 25 here. The Good Dinosaur.
Never even heard of it.
Never even heard of it. But it made $119 million.
Kids movie. I know. It was a CGI animation.
Probably. And then a little bit further down the list, then you've got Creed.
Now, Creed, that's the big
even
one.
Even EW was drumming that one up, Stallone, saying it should get an... Yeah.
Stallone was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, but the and guy Michael that played B. the Jordan lead was not.
Right. Now, that's the one that I am completely like, because I haven't seen Creed, but it's like, if Sly gets a fucking nomination for something, it was like, I forget, it was like he won an award in the Golden Globes for it, right?
I think Stallone was nominated more as a "you're old, but we still love you" vote than that it was actually good in the role.
He actually, from what I've heard, because I haven't seen it yet, did a good job in the movie.
Okay.
Other people were looking at the character of Creed and the way it was written, and it was basically something for Stallone to throw speeches and one-liners at.
All right. But the whole point of this list is that we went through that list and how many actors and actresses?
Not many.
Three or four?
Three or four, yeah.
But then how many were animated? We got to throw those out.
Well, they're yeah. Let's see. The Revenant. White guys. The bear.
Yeah. I still need to see that.
Technically, well, yeah,
that
he's a brown
got,
bear.
That one
yeah,
actually got fucking nominated.
I think
for Best Picture.
Best Picture, yeah.
Leo didn't get it.
No, he got nominated.
Oh, he's never going to get it.
Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland is George Clooney and the white chick.
Yep.
Get Hard, don't.
If Leo wins that will be one of the first times public opinion has swayed the Academy.
Terminator Genesis?
No.
No.
Taken 3?
Nope.
No.
Ted 2?
Look at what we're talking about. Those are all three of them sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sisters, Maze Runner.
I don't know about Sisters. Oh, Sisters was Tina Fey
and
Amy Poehler.
Yeah, okay.
Better make another movie, ladies.
Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials.
Nope.
Goosebumps. Pixels.
Pixels sucked.
That was Adam Sandler.
Paddington, The Intern, Bridge of Spies.
The Intern was Robert De Niro.
Paul Blart.
Bridge of Spies was nominated.
Paul Blart Mall Cop
Mall Blart.
2.
Paul Blart Mall Blart.
Paul Blart Mall Blart.
War Room Magic Mike XXL.
That's a bunch of white guys.
The Visit. The Wedding Ringer. Black Mass.
The Wedding Ringer was all POC class.
Was it? Okay. Yeah, it was. Vacation, The Perfect Guy.
Tyler Perry comedy.
Fantastic Four.
See, you guys mentioned Michael B. Jordan, and by the standards of the Academy, that's where he lost it. Right fucking
so. Oh, yeah. I forgot that that's who that was.
Because they don't just look at the great movie you did. They look at the shitty movie you did the same year and go, nah.
You didn't no. even try.
No, if that was the case, then Sandra Bullock shouldn't have won a couple of years ago.
Oh, because of Miss Congeniality?
No. Just a couple of years. It was the same year that
she... Are you talking about Gravity?
No. It was the same year that she won for, I think, The Blind Side.
Right.
But she got a Razzie the same year for another movie she was in.
Oh, so now we're just proving that the Academy is at a political fucking... which we've already fucking known.
Yeah, but the other movie we can't even come up with the title of.
It's because nobody saw it.
Right.
People went and saw The Fantastic Four and went, this is shit.
All right. Let's see. The Big Short, Focus, Joy, Southpaw, Insidious Chapter 3, The Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight is a good fucking movie.
It shouldn't have gotten an Academy Award.
No, I agree. Tarantino.
No part about that again, was different from the formula.
Not talking about the movie, talking about
Sam
the actors.
Sam Jackson was definitely in it.
Yeah. He would. That is the closest that he would have been to a lead.
Actually a lead role.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But you can see we made it. Okay.
About 30 minutes in the movie, right. He becomes the lead actor. Right.
Yeah.
Or now, 45.
Yeah, something like that.
We're damn near.
They broke Channing Tatum.
We're 55 movies into the list, and we can only think of three or four substantial roles for
so what are
people
we getting
of
at?
Color. And we're down to the movies that only made a total of $40 million.
So what are we getting at? I'm not being a dick.
It's not. Here. That we're not nominating good performances. It's the fact that there aren't any out there to nominate because they're not getting cast.
That's fair. Right. So the point that if I understand what your point is that the body of work that the Academy is looking at is fucked up, not the Academy itself.
Exactly.
I got you. Okay.
As I think Pete said it earlier, I think the casting
directors are fucking racist.
Well, it goes a little deeper than that. I'm going to leave the Academy out as a bunch of self-aggrandizing, flagellating, masturbating old people. But
that's fair.
Looking at Hollywood as a whole, top to bottom, can you write a role for someone that is played by a black character that is not written to be a black character? And I don't mean have him saying one-liners like, woo, or yeah, baby, or anything like that. I mean, can you write a role?
Yeah.
They did one. Which
Star
was
Wars.
Finn. They didn't put his yeah, exactly. They put his race on paper, and as soon as they cast a black guy in that role, it came out, great, you made the black guy cowardly. No, we made that character cowardly and cast a black guy. There's a
exactly.
difference.
Yeah.
You see why we can't do this, Hollywood?
Because it's never brought up in the movie. It's never brought up anywhere. It's just...
See, I wish he understood what Guybrush Threepwood is. Do you know?
No.
The Adventure of Monkey Island?
Mm-mm.
It was a point-and-click adventure video game. And it was, I'll get somewhere with this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to drum on.
No, that's fine.
The main character, it's kind of comedy. It's the point-and-click, like, old Windows 95 PC games. An adventure game, quotations. Okay. And all of it is built around rescuing the damsel in distress. She's hot, and he thinks he's going to get laid if he does it. But the entire way, if you misclick, if you choose the wrong option... Guybrush Threepwood, that's his actual name in the movie, in the game, pardon me, is beaten, fallen down pits, poisoned, stabbed, shits himself to death, gets scurvy and dies, and goes through all these horrible things, and that's the consequences of the game. Now make him black or a woman.
I see what you're doing.
Guybrush Threepwood is a nondescript white guy. Thrown into the role that he can be beaten, abused, thrown around, and assume any role you want him to be.
Right.
But in this political climate, if you made it Galbrush Threepwood
or Trayvon Threepwood, your immediate is, great, so the black guy gets tortured if he does anything wrong. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, can we not look at it that way? We put him in. Right. He was the main character. Yeah, he suffered, but he also won. Wait.
I mean, there's plenty of good minority actors out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've talked about a few of them.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, Denzel.
That man's been nominated before.
He's won before.
Yeah.
Usually when he's in a movie, even if the movie sucks, he still fantastic. Puts in a good...
Yeah. Because right. He just knows that I have... this is my job. This is what I get paid to do. I better put on a good show.
We just talked about it.
Sam Jackson,
thank you.
Yeah.
Usually puts in a good role.
Yeah.
Like I said, even The Kingsman, it was a comedy. It was a hacky-ass part that he played.
Yeah. Even as Nick Fury.
But he brought his A-game to that movie.
Yeah.
He was having fun with it.
So what you're saying is we're talking about legends.
No, because he's still working.
No, legends would be Sidney
Poitier.
No, a legend can still be a living legend. No. You know what I'm talking about. We're talking about guys that always bring their A game to the movie.
He is still working, though. That's not a legend. A legend would be somebody like Sidney Poitier.
He's dead. Yeah, now he's a legend for sure. But
right.
That's not what I was...
But he stopped acting a while back.
You know? Right.
So what would you call them if not legend to honor them with a prestigious title? That's what I'm saying. They're legendary in their skill. The legendary gun of the West isn't a legend when he gets shot. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he is, because you're not a legend until after you're dead.
Okay, so that's the defining
regardless,
point.
He's a great actor.
Yes, he brings the greats. We'll say the greats.
That'll work. He brings his A-game to every role. Even he knew what he was getting into in that role. Pete even said it. He knew what he was getting into.
He knows I'm going to be
read the role and went, this is over the top. It's hokey. It's tongue in cheek.
I love it.
I'm going to do something weird. I'm going to make the wardrobe. He selected the wardrobe.
That's awesome.
That's something
that they had him an internet billionaire in suits. He's like, internet billionaires don't dress like that. They dress like they're on the street still because they want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something you haven't heard ever before in a movie is a black guy with a lisp.
Yeah. He's like, what if I talk with a lisp? Well, you making fun of Mike Tyson?
And
how could he
make that much money being an idiot? And I'm like, he's not an idiot. He's extremely intelligent.
He's an actor playing a role.
He's eccentric.
Yeah.
The eccentric Bond. It's tongue in cheek, you idiot. It's
look at the people we got now. The rich people, they're idiots.
Pretty much. A lot of them, yeah.
And then he's alongside Colin Firth.
Those idiots are just smart enough to have smart people around them that help want better.
Can you name a movie where Colin Firth isn't playing a gentleman?
Yeah.
He played the Prince of fucking England, for crying out loud. He played the Prince of Wales.
And won a fucking Academy Award for that, I believe.
Yes. What I was getting at with the greats or legends comment is when we inversely talk about specifically just great white actors or legendary white actors, names come up, but they all have a common thread. Peter O'Toole.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Michael Gambon. Alan Rickman. We'll throw him in. Max von Sydow. We're throwing out names. All four of those guys have one thing in common. No, they're not dead. They're
because
old.
Because Max von Sydow is not dead.
They're old. We watched them over time, and every role they took on, every movie, even if the movie sucked, Judge
they
Dredd.
They brought
their A-game.
Right.
Flash Gordon. That movie sucks. Max von Sydow did not.
That movie does not suck. I'm sorry.
Christopher Lee.
Yep.
We're making a longer list, but they all have a common thread. We grew to love them over time.
Yeah.
They weren't just thrust in our face and said, they're the greatest actor ever.
The special effects suck in Flash Gordon. The lead actor sucks in Flash Gordon.
Yeah, that's
Max von Sydow does not.
That was my point.
He did the Sam Jackson move. He's probably like, I'm going to make this role my own.
Probably the worst acting jobs by anybody ever in a movie would be the two chicks. Especially Ming's daughter.
Yeah.
God, that was horrible.
That was so bad. It's been a while.
I actually liked her better than Dale.
Yeah.
Both of them, honey, you got to try this stuff. What is that, heroin?
Both of them were bad.
Yeah.
Flash was bad.
Yeah.
Meng was awesome.
You believe...
Then right next to Timothy Dalton, who was...
Yeah.
Timothy Dalton was okay, but Hawkman was
Brian,
awesome.
Brian Blessed.
Yeah.
Another legend. Still alive, living legend. A great... What does he have in common? Old. Every role he was in.
He brought his A-game to Flash fucking Gordon.
Right.
Queen.
Classically trained actor.
Queen brought their A-game to Flash fucking Gordon.
Now, on a younger guy note, you throw up somebody who's great, loved in a bunch of films, who's never won an Oscar, and I'm not talking about Leo. Gary Oldman won one.
Yes, Gary Oldman has won.
But look at all the lovable lows.
Well, you talked about it before. You talked about Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
He brought his A-game to every role he was ever in.
Why didn't he win one for Harry Potter even once? Played a douchebag that you hated in every movie.
Was Harry Potter ever nominated?
Yeah, it was technical shit.
Yeah, got the same shit that Star Wars always gets.
Yep.
Daniel Day-Lewis is another one who's won three.
I think he won, yeah.
He's won three, but what does he do for every... He's a method actor through and through. He was filming Gangs New York, got pneumonia, and refused antibiotics because they wouldn't have that at the time.
Right.
That's the caliber that we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, those are the kind of actors that bring their A-game to every movie, even though it sucks.
Right.
I played my dad when he was trying to get his record company going. There's a difference.
Yeah.
In concept there, in the struggle of the profession.
Right.
They're honoring your dedication to the profession and the role, not what the role was.
Right. But I mean, you know, the list, Hollywood just does not cast black people. Like you said, there's plenty of roles out there that could be cast either way.
Yeah.
You can write a role for a black lesbian addicted to heroin and alcohol with terminal cancer and AIDS set in the 40s, black and white. But unless you made us believe that, you're not getting a fucking award for it.
Right.
But I mean, in general, even, you know, discounting the awards, just going through the list of movies that we just read, they're not casting black people. There's plenty of roles out there that could be cast either way.
Yes, I agree.
I agree. Yes.
They just don't give them to black people or Mexicans or Asians or Spanish people.
No, I understand. People of color.
People
just
of
say
color.
It. I know.
Right.
It rolls off the tongue once you get used to it, and you can't get in trouble for saying it.
I don't like the word.
I don't either. But I didn't like African-American. I was white. They were black. There was nothing wrong with that.
I can't blame the Academy for this. I got to blame Hollywood for this. There's plenty of roles in all of those movies that we just listed that could have gone to a black guy.
Yeah, casting directors, and producers take this blame more than anybody.
I think so.
Should, if there is blame to give. Otherwise, if there's dialogue or script writing or screenwriting information that says this character is white and they cast a white guy for that role.
Right. But I've seen a lot of movie scripts.
Then you
yell
them for not rewriting the script to be a black person. Then you're like, okay, so this is affirmative action in movies.
I've seen a lot of movie scripts. And very rarely do they put, well, most of the time when they have these roles, they have male 40s, female 20s. Very rarely do they assign a race to them, unless it's a period piece, like Straight Outta Compton. They probably had the nerdy white manager somewhere, you know, something like that, you know, where, okay,
exactly,
yeah.
White. Which Paul Giamatti was not the bad guy in the movie, now that I think about it.
Okay.
He was the guy that believed in them the whole way.
Oh, okay. Shucks.
Or maybe the blaxploitation movies in the 70s.
Don't get me started on that, Chris Rock. Pootie Tang. You've seen a section of that movie.
I have.
Or
it's bad.
We talked about
Undercover Brother.
Yes.
Boom.
That's what I was just getting at. The token white guy.
But that's tongue-in-cheek.
You know,
I agree. It's satire,
that would be a script where they had...
You brought it up. Shaft.
30s, where they had that would be an example of a script where they would actually have on the script white guy 30s or white male 30s, you know, because he was the token white guy.
Shaft was blaxploitation, but the new movie was not. Like, that's the one reason I liked that movie is it
I
wasn't
didn't see the new one.
It's not bad. bad.
I'm not saying it was. It
follows.
No,
everybody else does, and it's like it follows the Shat formula, but not in the blaxploitation, you know, guitar riffed porn music all the way through the movie with Big Frozen shit. Yeah, right. He's a proud black man, but never once does he say, mm-hmm. "I'm a proud black man."
So anyway, casting,
and the bad guy's an evil rich white guy. Right.
So anyway, casting directors are racist, is what we've decided.
That's fair.
You think it might also be the writers? Like I think Pete was trying to get to.
Yeah, I'm going to say the indictment should go against Hollywood, not the Academy. The Academy reflects the trends in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So the Academy is not racist. Throw it at Hollywood. The Academy nominates what's the best of the best that's there.
Right.
Because so I convince Hollywood to make more of the best of the best that has people of color, right. You'll have more nominations.
Exactly. What is it? 20% roughly African American, black, whatever you want to call them, in the population right now?
Yes, they
definitely didn't encompass 20% of the lead and supporting roles in that list we just read.
Yes.
Correct.
So here's the list of movies that got nominated for Best Picture. You have The Big Short, which is Brad Pitt, Dee Dee Gardner, and Jeremy Kleiner. You have Bridge of Spies.
We don't care about Best Picture. We care about actor, actress, and...
Right. But I have to name the new movie. That way we can go through. Bridge of Spies, which is Steven Spielberg. He's the director. Mark Platt.
Getting critical acclaim.
Yeah.
All around.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Brooklyn. Mad Max Fury Road.
For Best Picture?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The Martian. The Revenant. Room, that's actually one of the ones, because I was comparing this to like the list of...
I remember what Room... Room, I've heard, is actually really, really good.
I was comparing it to the list of best indie movies of 2015. That is one of the ones that was on there. Yeah. And then Spotlight. And what I'm seeing here is, I believe...
I'm hearing Spotlight was really, really, really good, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it's about.
Yeah. And that's the list. Out of this list of people, I haven't seen the pictures of them, so I wouldn't be able to determine. But
well, they said in any major category, no black people. So, picture, actor, actress, director. I think even screenwriter, because the screenwriters for Straight Outta Compton were two white guys.
See, now here's one that I'm really pissed off because I'm looking through the best actors, right? It's Bryan Cranston. Bryan Cranston is a fucking amazing actor. Anything that he's also one of those people that will bring.
What was he nominated
again?
For?
It's
Trumbo.
Hold on. It's not that he's a great actor. Was he great in that role?
I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know.
Because there are people that don't bring.
Yes.
Their best to a role, or people that bring their best to a shitty role. You know?
Then of course you have Matt Damon as in The Martian.
Matt Damon.
Don't talk shit about Matt Damon. He's actually really, really good.
You've seen the creator. You know he's real.
you have talking...
Population in the United States by race for 2013 is the most updated one I can find. 62% white, non-Hispanic. 17% Hispanic and Latino. 13% African-American black. 5% Asian or Pacific Islander. 2% or more of other races, and less than 1% for Native American, Alaska Native.
Here's it. Awesome.
So the first minority after white people are Hispanics. 17%.
All right.
Well, no shit, they live next door.
black African American is 13%.
Matt Damon!
Fuck you, South Park.
Matt Damon!
Fuck you, South Park.
Matt Damon!
Matt Damon!
Then, of course, you got Leo in The Revenant.
Revenant, yeah.
This is the one that I was kind of like, I don't know if I agree with this, because I haven't seen the movie, but I heard that the Steve Jobs movie got fucking panned. Like, it did. But Michael Fassbender got nominated for Best Actor.
Steve Jobs movies are getting panned.
It bombed. Critically, it did pretty decent.
Okay.
Because... I watched the Ashton Kutcher one. I'm like, finally, an actual representation of Steve Jobs. He was okay in some of his philosophies, but the guy was kind of a dick.
Yeah.
I think people just didn't want to see the movies. Plus, they were kind of pissed off that two of them came out in the same year. They want their interpretation of Jobs in their head. They don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want somebody else's, you know.
Yeah, they don't want people stomping on the dead man's grave, but I'm glad the real presentation
Jobs
Steve
was
Jobs.
Dick.
Jobs was a bit of a dick.
There was a best supporting actor, actress from The Hateful Eight. Jennifer Jason Leigh. The chick that they the one that
yeah, I know.
Kurt Russell was arresting. Yeah. Then you have
what was the name?
Shit. I don't remember what her name is.
Because they changed the name halfway through the movie to the correct pronunciation. Magadoo?
Yeah, the Magadoo gang, yeah.
Gormagoo or something like that?
Yeah.
I think it is Gormagoo.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was. Hold on, let me look it up.
Maggie Gormagoo sounds right.
Oh, it looks like I might have to step on my dick here. Stacey Dash, if you don't know who she is. She's a black person who's recently been telling other black people to shut the fuck up when it comes to boycotting the Oscars.
Yeah.
And she basically tried to make the same argument that I did, but less poetically and less, you know.
Yeah.
This is from the LA Times. It says, yes, Stacey Dash, white people do get NAACP Image and BET Awards. This is a surprise to me, so I might have to step on my dick because I said, well, let's get rid of the BET Awards.
Yeah, that's why I didn't make that argument.
let's see. Last year, Sam Smith, who is white, was not only nominated at the BET Awards, but won Best New Artist, beating out the likes of Fetty Wap and Ray Schremer.
Oh,
don't even get me started.
Oh, my God.
Sam Smith also won an NAACP Acting Award in Best Outstanding Duo Group or Collaboration. In fact, 4 of the 10 nominations in that category were white. Steven Spielberg won a Vanguard Award in 2000. And George Lucas won one in 2012. Robin Thicke has been nominated for BET Awards 4 times.
That's not a justification. No.
Daft Punk, a pair of white men from France, were nominated that same year.
Yes.
I'll accept that one.
I sense that minefield. I'm like, I'm not going there because I'm sure at least one white person has won a BET Award before.
Other white artists spotlighted past BET Awards include Eminem and Justin Bieber.
That was the one I was thinking of. I'm like, I'm sure Eminem got a BET
at least award once,
somewhere.
Yeah.
Even if it was Forgot About Dre. It was...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Of course, you're only talking about 5 or 6 people over 15 years, according to the list here they were giving.
Mm-hmm.
But it does kind of blow up that perception that everybody says, well, you have the Black Entertainment Awards. It's just black people. You know, they're nominating Norbit because there's no other black movies that year. You know. Okay. I've never watched the BET Awards. I've never watched the Image Awards.
Yep.
I've never watched the Oscars. I've never watched
Soul Train Awards. I have watched the Oscars.
I did watch Soul Train growing up. I've never watched the Oscars. I think I watched the Tonys once.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the award shows, just in general.
I really don't care. We talk about them on the show because they're news.
It's pop culture, yeah. No, yeah. I got you, man. I wanted to see Bridge of Spies and The Martian. It's just like, it's just a lot of movie. Like when
I don't want to see The Martian.
Really?
There's something about it. It's just like, it's like Castaway in space, just by the premise of it.
Speaking of award shows, this year's crop of Razzie Awards.
Oh, here we go. This should go awesome. Pixel should be in.
Worst Picture, Fantastic Four.
Yep, that should be the winner, hands down.
Not yet. These are the nominations. Or these are the winners.
50 Shades of Grey.
See. These are the noms.
Ooh,
you haven't even seen Fantastic Four.
Nope.
Jupiter Ascending.
Up there.
I haven't seen that one. Is that one?
Mila Kunis and Channing Tatum.
Is there any redeeming thing from that?
No.
God, I had such high hopes for that.
It's John Carter only with a girl on Earth. It's pretty bad.
God damn it.
Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Paul Blart, Mall Blart.
Those half of the bad guys.
Pixels.
Deal.
Pixels.
Oh, fuck. That
Paul
movie.
Blart, Paul Blart, Mall Blart 2.
I've seen Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2.
I haven't. It didn't seem good. No.
Pixels had some redeeming moments. Paul Blart Mall Blart 2 did not have redeeming moments.
There was one scene that I thought was pretty cool, and it was in the final battle scene.
Yeah.
But that was more choreography than anything. It didn't have anything to do with acting. It was just choreography.
The premise, the story, the comedy,
right.
The setting.
Right.
It was just a giant advertisement for that resort. It was. It was bad.
But like I said, you had that one scene, and what made it so cool was the choreography.
Yeah.
It didn't have anything to do with acting or writing
Sandler
or anything like that.
He should stop.
I'm talking about Paul Blart, not Pixels.
Sorry.
Pixels had some redeeming moments of possible funny in it.
Yeah.
I didn't laugh one time.
That might be one of those somebody. That might be one of those somebody. Would it be funny for somebody that grew up in the Atari era?
Possibly. Was it funny for you?
At least reminisce. I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
I got more laughs from Josh Gad and Peter Dinklage's character than I did from the two comedians.
Okay.
Let me rephrase that.
Josh Gad is a comedian, but the two professional storied comedians brought zero laughs, character development, story, anything to the story. Right.
Worst director, Andy Fickman for Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2.
You know how Adam Sandler does some things in the movies where he says like a really dick thing and then takes it back immediately, and that's a joke?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're actually kind of fat and hairy. I'm sorry, that was mean. How are you doing?
Yeah.
There's the funny in the movie. Like, is he going to tell a joke? Is he going to slap some water on his pants and say he peed him at some point? Like,
All right, worst director, Andy Fickman for Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2. Tom Six for The Human Centipede 3.
I even forgot that was a movie that came out.
Sam Taylor Johnson for 50 Shades of Grey. Tom Track for Fantastic Four. And the Wachowski brothers for Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah, that was the Matrix guys.
Yeah, they're not brothers anymore. One of them's a chick.
Worst actor. Johnny Depp and Mordecai. Jamie Dornan in 50 Shades of Grey. Kevin James and Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Now, he didn't get in there for Pixels? Oh, wait, this is now, best actor. Okay. Right.
I will say, I don't agree with that one just because he did the best he could with the shit script he was given.
See Pixels, and then you'll realize he played the same guy in both movies.
I know.
He did.
He did not do his best.
I mean, with the script, it was probably the same in Pixels. They gave
Kevin
him a shit-ass
James
script.
Was better in Grown Ups than he was in fucking Pixels.
I'm agreeing. I'm saying, you give somebody a shitty script, and there's only so much you can do. That's what I'm saying. Adam Sandler in The Cobbler and Pixels.
Ooh. 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 Oh, boy.
Channing Tatum in Jupiter Ascending.
Ooh. Yeah, that's getting up there. I told you they broke Channing Tatum. Or Quentin Tarantino broke Channing Tatum.
He actually made him a decent fucking actor.
Worst actress. Katherine Heigl in Home Sweet Hell.
These movies? What even are these?
I have no idea. Well, let's...
No, please, no.
I don't want to know.
I'm not going to look at the trailer. We can just pull up the plot synopsis here. Champagne, played by Patrick Wilson, runs a successful firm at the furniture business. His pedant wife, Mona, Katherine Heigl, has everything planned according to the book of her goals. One day, an attractive young woman named Dusty applies for the job as saleswoman at Don's store after consulting with his partner, Jim Belushi. Okay, that's enough.
Oh, boy.
If you put Jim Belushi in the movie, it sucks.
He sure is fucking his brother John, I can tell you that right now.
they did the Phoenix on us.
Right.
Yeah.
Dakota Johnson in 50 Shades of Grey. Mila Kunis in Jupiter Ascending. Jennifer Lopez in The Boy Next Door.
What? There was a movie with Jennifer Lopez in it?
Apparently.
Holy shit.
I'm assuming that the title probably speaks for itself.
If it's not a porno, I don't give a shit.
Claire Peterson, played by Jennifer Lopez, separates from her husband Garrett after he was caught cheating with his secretary.
Nope,
her colleague and best friend Vicky.
It's a fucking rom-com.
Claire to divorce. Claire meets 19-year-old Noah. So it's no, it's basically how Stella got her groove back with
Jennifer Lopez, which is also a good setup for a porno.
Could have had Lisa Ann star in it. It would have been better.
Now read it again.
Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow and Mordecai.
That was one
they really don't like this movie, but it wasn't nominated for Worst Picture. There must be something redeeming in it.
Yeah, there's got to be like something.
Visual effects or something. Something,
yeah.
Worst Supporting Actor. Chevy Chase in Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
I have not seen it yet.
And Vacation.
Oh, that he was in Vacation?
Yeah, he probably did a cameo. Because it was Rusty taking his family out, so I'm guessing Grandpa showed up for a minute, you know. Josh Gad in Pixels and The Wedding Ringer. Kevin James in Pixels.
Yep.
He played the president?
Yeah. Yes, I told you.
Yeah. It's the same.
And it was the same fucking character. It was Paul Blart Mall president. That's what it was. It was. I'm telling you, Frank, it was. He didn't do shit. Josh Gad, I almost don't want him on that list. It should have been Peter Dinklage.
This is worst.
I know.
All right.
Peter Dinklage did a worse job in that movie. Josh Gad actually got you funny because he was playing a crazy game addict. And it was actually believable that he was a shut-in, not a nerd or anything like the
it
stereotypical
was poor
nerd.
Acting
he was
from
a shut-in nerd, the cagey.
Right.
The guy that
down,
speaks
down
in pure
the basement,
view.
Pasty white.
Yeah.
The guy that you have that he was the Danny Rankin.
Yeah.
The guy that speaks in pure references to the content he's locked himself into.
Yeah.
That was what his character.
And then Peter Dinklage's character was just
he was playing a dickbag.
Yeah,
and he wasn't even believable as a dickbag. I still wanted to be friends with him.
Yeah, like,
Jason Lee and Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Road Chip.
Want to make a backpack for you? Go flipping around in a swamp, Peter Dinklage,
and Eddie Redmayne in Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah, coming off of an Oscar win.
Yeah,
Eddie Redmayne
and another Oscar nomination. He's actually nominated in the best
for what?
Hold on. I did see
Worst Supporting Actress. Kelly Cuoco in Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip.
Thank God.
And The Wedding Ringer.
Wait, she was in The Wedding Ringer?
Uh-huh.
The Danish Girl is what Eddie Redmayne is nominated for Best Actor.
All right.
Oh, yep. Hey, by the way, Academy profiling. He plays a transvestite in that movie.
So he'll probably win. Rooney Mara in Pan.
I haven't seen that one, but I knew it was going to be a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Michelle Moynihan in Pixels.
Yeah.
Was she at least hot? Because she's hot.
Michelle Moynihan?
Yeah.
Dude, I saw they were watching Pixels, and I was like, I watched like...
Oh, that's the...
She played Colonel Violet Van Patten.
Yep. And
Nope.
Was she hot in it?
Yes.
They didn't do the hot chick thing.
Okay.
She was in a uniform for half a movie, and the rest of the time she was dressed as a soccer mom.
All right, Julianne Moore in Seventh Son.
I remember that. I remember the trailer for that movie. I was like, this is going to be garbage.
They need to stop taking Julianne Moore's kids. She's been in like six movies where they take her kids.
Yeah.
Amanda Seyfried in Love the Coopers in Pan. Worst screen combo. All four Fantastics.
Zero chemistry.
In
Have you
Fantastic
seen it?
Four, no.
Oh, there's no chemistry between any... Victor Von Doom and Richard Reed have the best chemistry on screen. That should tell you everything you need to know. The scenes where they're talking about their vision and how they view science actually is the best character development in the movie, and then the next time you see them together, they're enemies. It's like, fuck!
You know what we need to do? We need to watch. We actually do need to watch pretty much as many movies as we can this year. That way we can have a good understanding. Yeah. Even if it's a shit movie.
Well, we had talked about it that one time. Remember where we wanted to do Matt's movie reviews? We were going to send you to a movie every
Friday.
I'm
cool with doing that. Yeah. I'll pay. Yeah, no, I'm cool with that.
Johnny
Can
Depp.
Can I go as a fact checker?
Yeah. No.
Well, Matt likes
You just make that a thing. You go to the Saturday morning $5 movies.
Because Matt likes his slop as long as there's no tomatoes or onions in it.
And it doesn't, and it doesn't have to be that week's release. You know, it can just be a movie.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was mean.
Johnny Depp.
You like a good movie and a good bad movie.
A good bad movie, yeah.
Same as me.
Johnny Depp and his glued-on mustache in Mordecai.
Yeah, that was really bad. That was shitty.
Jamie Dornan and Dakota Johnson in 50 Shades of Grey.
And the fucked up part about Johnny Depp is unless it was a specific character choice, we know he can grow a fucking mustache. We've seen it.
Can you think of one movie Johnny Depp has starred in? Hold on. Without referencing where he played a real life character, like not a cartoon, that wasn't written by Tim Burton or wasn't Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
No.
That was good.
Kevin James in either his Segway or his glued-on mustache in Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Paul Blart, say it.
Adam Sandler in any pair of shoes in The Cobbler. Worst prequel, remake, ripoff, or sequel?
Paul Blart, Mall Blart.
It's all the same movies. Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip.
I do remember making that joke when we were in
that might actually win worst sequel. That might actually win worst sequel, but Paul Blart, Mall Blart was worst movie.
Fantastic Four.
That's not a sequel.
They said remake.
It says
prequel, remake, ripoff, or sequel.
That's too broad.
Hot Tub Time Machine 2. The Human Centipede 3. And Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Paul Blart Mall Blart.
Worst screenplay. It's the same movies we've been referencing the whole thing. Fantastic Four, 50 Shades of Grey, Jupiter Ascending, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, and Pixels.
Man, that's a really tough choice. I don't know who would win that because Pixels was just bad.
You'd almost have to read the screenplays to know how far they fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, this is a great screenplay, like Fantastic Four. Oh, this is a great screenplay.
And the category that
they... What the hell happened on screen? Sorry.
And the category they introduced last year, they're calling it the Razzie Redeemer Award.
Okay.
Which is somebody that's won a Razzie recently and then did really good this year.
Eddie Redmayne probably, but he's also nominated again this year. Oh, wait, no. He wasn't nominated for a Razzie last year because Jupiter Ascending came out after. He staged that really well.
Elizabeth.
I'll get one for playing Stephen Hawking and then suck it up next year.
Elizabeth Banks, from Razzie winning director for movie 43 to directing the 2015 hit film Pitch Perfect 2.
I can't believe people hate movie 43.
Movie 43 is funny as shit.
M. Night Shyamalan.
There was points in there that I was like, this is stupid. But
there, yeah.
But I understood what that movie was way before I saw it.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan. Somebody needs to explain that name to me at some point.
Indian. Done.
From perennial Razzie nominee to, quote, winner, end quote, to directing the 2015 horror hit The Visit. Will Smith for following up Razzie wins for After Earth to winning or to starring in Concussion. And Sylvester Stallone from all-time Razzie champ to 2015 award contender for Creed.
Don't think M. Night Shyamalan should win it. It was a runaway.
I think you got to go with Stallone for that one.
Yeah.
Although Stallone won an Oscar back in the day for Rocky.
Yeah.
Because he didn't. For
Stallone
acting.
Or Smith, M. Night Shyamalan.
It was The Visit.
It was best picture and I think best screenplay that year.
Yeah, The Visit was found footage. Nope, he's out. He's still out. No, stop. Stop finding footage. Give me screen. Make me feel like I'm there, not like I'm watching somebody's home movies.
Speaking of found footage, did you know that there is a sequel to Cloverfield coming out?
Oh boy,
I'm just saying.
That was such a disappointment.
Oh, no.
I still didn't
Whoa,
see
I was wrong. Rocky did win.
Yeah, Rocky won. Stallone won.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a performance in Rocky.
They won Best Picture.
Screenplay as well.
I thought.
Best director.
Ooh, Stallone.
Best film editing. Stallone was nominated for best actor. Tile, whatever her name is, was
the chick who played
Tia Leone. No.
Tia Shire. I don't know how you pronounce her name. For best actress in a leading role, Burgess Meredith was nominated for best actor in a supporting role. Burt Young, best actor in a supporting role. Sylvester Stallone was nominated for best writing screenplay, written directly for the screen. They were nominated for best soundtrack and best music original song.
That was a pretty awesome soundtrack for Rocky.
But then you look at that story compared to what comes out nowadays, and you're like, that would never make it to the Oscars.
Not anymore. Yeah.
We've seen the hero overcomes adversity to become a champion.
I know, sort of thing. But I think the main reason Rocky won, yes, it's a great story, but they did that shit fucking guerrilla style movie making. They had a shit budget.
Yeah. That was all of the adversity. It wasn't just the adversity in the movie. It was
the adversity of making it.
Of making the fucking movie. Yeah, no.
Really, the only thing Stallone had done before that was Death Race 2000 and porn.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Death Race 2000. You want to talk about good, bad movies.
Yeah, that is ridiculously bad, but and extremely enjoyable.
And to think, in anybody else's hands, would it have been the same movie?
What's that? Rocky?
He refused to sell the script or do anything with the movie of any kind unless he got to star in it. And he got an Oscar nomination for it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They were looking for any chance whatsoever to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Oh. Movies so bad.
It's almost like the Academy also awards dedication.
Ten so bad they're good horror movies you need to see. I don't like horror.
You know, it would be really funny if somebody accused the People's Choice Awards of being racist.
I missed that completely. What?
I said, I can't wait for... It would be really funny, or I can't wait to hear someone accuse the People's Choice Awards of being racist. This is racist how they choose the awards.
All right.
They give it to the people to vote. Well, that means... white people might have voted for... That means white and black people may have voted for... But, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Everybody's racist. Everything is fun when you're part of the Klan.
25 best bad movies of all time.
Okay, that's a good list. I think we've been down this list before, but...
I don't know if we've been down this one. The Wicker Man.
What's that? Not the bees! Not the bees!
Exactly, that's how it starts. Not the bees! Not the bees! Nick Cage's ridiculous wailing has become an icon of bad acting. So why do we keep watching the scene? Because it's amazing, that's why.
I'm not advocating for them to put him in a cage like it was a head cage. And they put bees in it. I'm not advocating...
Holy shit, Christopher Lee was in that fucking movie.
Yeah. I'm not advocating for them to actually put real bees in the hood.
Oh, no, not the bees!
But the bees were digitally created.
Okay, I need to watch this flick. Okay, that's gonna go on the list.
You do not need to watch it. That's the movie.
That's it.
Showgirls.
Yep.
Yeah.
This was good. 21-year-old porn spank.
Yeah.
But there was really only two scenes. The audition scene in the thing, and then the pool scene.
There's just a lot of boobs all the way through, too, though. There was plenty of spank fake material in there.
When it was made, Showgirls was intended to be a serious piece of cinema and could have launched Elizabeth Berkley's post-Saved by the Bell career. Today, Berkley's overdramatic and just painfully awful performance is easier to stomach when you stumble upon it during an HBO rerun.
After you were just done watching Real Sex.
Miami Connection.
This is one of those ones that I wanted to see when they re-released it. It looked entertaining.
I never heard of it.
This nearly lost 1987 martial arts movie finally found an audience in 2012 when a Drafthouse Films programmer bought it on eBay for $50. It's everything you'd expect from a movie about an 80s rock band that fights crime on the streets of Orlando.
It's like, what the...
Buckaroo Banzai.
Across the Fourth Dimension. Yeah, it's like that style of fucking movie from what I've heard. I haven't seen it, but I was like, this is going to be terrible.
I'm going to guess that Buckaroo Banzai probably made the list.
Oh, of course.
Maximum Overdrive.
That's that one. That's the...
That's the one where the trucks come alive.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I hated this movie.
And do you know who that man was, Matt?
Emilio
That's
Estevez.
What I just looked it
Based
up.
Based on the Stephen King short story Trucks, Maximum Overdrive.
The sequel to Cars.
Was the author's first and only attempt at directing a film. And in a 2002 interview, King claimed that he was, quote, coked out of his mind, end quote, during the entire production.
That doesn't surprise me.
He's also one of the first people that was encountered with the fact that the movie was bad. And I swear he is the only director / writer that has not shucked the blame. He's gone, nope, that was all me. I fucked it up royally. He's never denied it. And he immediately said, done directing.
I can't do it. I remember watching a movie. And this is probably, this was definitely B-movie from hell. But it came on HBO like really late at night when I was a kid. It was called The Hand. And it was this...
Okay.
All it was this total asshole that... the movie started by this complete jerk. He had his hand sticking out the window and he was flicking people off like this. And his buddy decided to screw with him and swerve the car over and his hand hit a mailbox and went flying off.
Oh, okay. So I think I found it. It's on IMDb. It came out in 1981.
Oh, The Hand?
Yeah.
Oh, you found it?
John Lonsdale is a comic book artist who loses his right hand in a car accident. The hand was not found at the scene of the accident, but it soon returns by itself to follow John around. And I got to click here. Let's see here. And murdered those who anger him.
So it was the inspiration for Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Thing was already a thing. Right. It was a ripoff of The Thing. Or Thing. Sorry.
Pretty much, yeah.
Michael Caine was in that.
Nobody got it. It was a ripoff of The Thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey.
Michael Caine was in that.
Yep. Hell Comes to Frogtown. Wrestling legend Rowdy Roddy Piper stars Hell.
This is the one where he's like, I came here to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Post-apocalyptic nomad task. With rescuing the last of Earth's fertile women with a pack of desert-dwelling mutant frogs. Brilliant.
R.I.P. Roddy Piper.
Is there anybody else in this flick besides Roddy Piper?
Yeah, Keith David.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Another actor that they don't use as much as they should.
Keith David. Let's see. Well, he's not in the top build cast.
In the future, after the big war, there will come a time to rebuild and a need for a new and special kind of soldier.
This man is carrying a loaded weapon.
Prepare to meet the next great American hero.
That's where you come in.
Are you serious?
His name is...
Hell. Sam Hell.
Never heard of you.
We're going to Frogtown.
And this is the adventure he's been waiting for.
This is the trailer.
We're going to get him out, and then you're going to get him pregnant.
And if anyone's got a chance in hell of rescuing the virgins from the evil clutches of Tony.
It's a man.
Like this flick.
Let's go.
And escaping from Frogtown.
Completely
it's
over
Sam.
The top.
Holy shit!
Be there for the action. The adventure.
Oh, Sam,
what are you doing?
And be there for the dance of the three snakes.
Dance?
Dance
or die?
We're all gonna die.
When hell comes to Frogtown. Starring Rowdy Roddy Piper as Sam.
You are one weird dude.
Sandal Bergman as Nurse Spangle.
big to blow.
Hell comes to Frogtown.
Eat lamp, froggies!
That's on the list of movies we need to watch.
I wish. I wish I had a video board up here so you could have seen that, because it would have been even better.
Yeah.
Ernest Goes to Jail.
Awesome. That's my favorite Ernest movie, actually.
It is, too.
Ernest Saved Christmas. Went to camp and got scared stupid, but this unusual character is most famous for the time he spent in the slammer. Yeah, it's pretty dumb, but it's Ernest. Know what I mean, Vern?
God, what was his name?
Oh, the played Ernest?
Yeah.
Jim Varney.
Jim Varney, damn it.
You want to talk about bad
movies? The Vern
movie.
Scenes are my favorite part of those movies.
Know what I mean, Vern? He is the he was actually originally just like that character was just a commercial. It was like a TV, like a car dealership commercial, and then just spawned an entire movie series from it.
I don't care. It was Jim. Yeah. Well, no, I mean that's better. Yeah. That's the best part about that.
Yeah.
Know what I mean, Vern?
Matter of fact, here's one of the commercials.
Vern, looks like you're turning into quite the little shopper. See, you got your fresh produce and your fresh meat. And your country fresh milk. Country fresh, Vern. Fresh from the country. Country, fresh, fresh, country. Catch my drift? That's why they call it country fresh. Now, it don't take no mental heavyweight to figure that out, does it, Vern? Know what I mean?
But Ernest Goes to Jail is one of my
favorite
rooms,
dinettes, chinettes. It's almost like a mini mall.
Number 19.
You remember that?
No.
Oh, God.
Number 19, The Last Action Hero.
Yes, very much so.
I love this movie.
This movie is fantastic. In the bad sense of fantastic.
Well, it was meant to be bad.
Yeah, that's the whole point. It is very tongue-in-cheek.
They intentionally took a B actor out of a B movie.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the movie?
The Last Action Hero.
I think Christopher Lee's in that movie, too. Or it's the guy who played Death. Whoever played Death.
He might be Christopher Lee, but it was the guy that plays...
Hold on.
Tywin Lannister was the
bad
guy.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is a 3.5 minute trailer. Holy shit.
Yeah, it came out in the 90s, man.
I love this movie. I'm sorry.
A great classic comes to the screen.
Take thy hand, fair prince.
Who said I'm fair? To be or not to be? Not to be.
Columbia Pictures is proud to present the screen's greatest action hero. Jack Slater.
Slater! Don't even think it, Slater, you hear me?
This is the Lieutenant Governor.
Slater, here's what I...
The Governor gets here, call me.
And Danny Madigan is his biggest fan.
Jack Slater 4.
But tonight, a magic ticket...
It's a passport to another world.
...will get Danny closer to the action... ...than anyone ever dreamed.
Ian McKellen, that's who it was. That's who played Death, that's right, yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Don't shoot me. I'm Danny Madigan, I'm a kid.
And you're going with him.
Who is this twerp, and where is that smile on his face?
I don't even know this kid.
To a world that's bigger than life.
This ticket It's magic, and it really works.
And better than real.
Is that AC/DC doing the soundtrack?
Yes! I think the bad guys are in there. I've seen it on screen.
Could I speak to the drug dealer of the house, please? Have a nice day.
Have him killed.
Yeah! That's AC/DC, yeah.
This summer, it's head-on thrills.
I have killed people smarter and younger than you.
Head first, excitement.
I hate the minute it happens.
He's got the ticket.
Now I possess power, real power.
He's gone over to my world.
In this world, the bad guys can win.
The door must still be open. Come on.
If I go, how do I get back?
And it's coming at you from both sides of the screen.
Where am I now?
This isn't the movies anymore, Jack. Please be careful. Things were different here.
Damn it, that hurt.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is Jack Slater.
No! This hero stuff has its limits.
And Jack Slater is...
Everybody down! Now!
Everybody down!
The last action hero. The big ticket for 93.
I'll be back. Ha! You did not gonna say that, did you?
That's what you always say.
You do?
I love that movie.
It's showtime.
I'm sorry. I'm just... I had to throw this up.
All right, everyone. Chill.
Allow me to break the ice.
I need your clothes, your boots,
Short
and your motorcycle.
Best quote.
Hey, what the hell did you do to him, man?
I did nothing. The pavement was his enemy.
Dylan! You son of a bitch.
Now listen to me very carefully.
You are not you. You're me. No shit.
You know who I am?
I've seen you before. You're the asshole on TV.
Right?
Yeah. I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately.
Well, why should I?
Because I'm going to say, please.
Drop dead!
I don't do requests.
Huligani.
You got a lot of nerve showing your face around here, Hauser.
Look who's talking.
From last of your four wins.
You're a funny guy, Sully. I like you. That's why I'm going to
kill you last.
That's my favorite one.
What have you been feeding this thing?
Blondes.
Come on.
Don't bullshit me.
Bullshit.
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 Bullshit. It's all bullshit. All of it.
Jesus, you're going to kill that guy.
Of course. I'm a Terminator.
I suppose nothing hurts you.
Only pain.
Hey, are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
Come on, Bennett. Let's party.
Give us the girl or we'll take her.
Enough talk. Into the boat. Into the tunnel.
Get to the chopper.
You did not make it, Victor.
Sweetheart, we're married.
Consider this a divorce.
Consider that a divorce. Hello, cutie pie. One of us is in deep trouble. I'm pregnant.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
I love that. Chill I love out. That movie.
Dickwad.
Stop cheering me up.
No problemo.
It's for sleeping with my wife. In the damn minivan.
Grant me revenge. And if you do not listen, then the hell with you.
The hell with you. The hell you will.
Who the hell are you?
My name is John Kimball. And I love my car.
You're shitting me. I'm not shitting on you.
Hey, I want to be a farmer.
Here's a couple of acres.
Here, cool off.
Yeah. Stick around.
Here we go. I forgot about that.
Knock, knock. Come está? Give you a lift.
No, no.
You're fired.
You want me to keep going with this, or
are we done? Luggage.
I'm waiting for one.
You are stupid.
How is that guy? Kona Fraze. Well, that hit the spot. To be...
That was a visual. I'm sorry. Iced that guy to Kona phrase.
Yeah.
Remember that was from the last Action Hero when he blew up the ice cream truck?
Yeah.
And the ice cream cone stabbed the guy in the back of the head.
I'm waiting for one from Commando.
Oh, not to be. Not to be.
What? Let off some steam. The Iceman.
Yeah, let off some steam.
Hey, Lighthead! Hey, Christmas tree!
I love this song. This song's part of me. Yeah, I'm gonna make it part of you. That's all right. Keep it down.
What happened to Bazaar?
He had to split.
Doesn't anyone stay dead anymore?
This is war. Let's kick some ice.
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. And they hear the lamentation of their women.
Works for me.
What is best in life?
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Now this is the plan.
Wait, get your ass stop to it. I did not know that that was a fucking Schwarzenegger quote.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yeah, I had no idea.
From Predator. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
We're late.
Traffic.
May I see your invitation, please?
Sure. Here's my invitation.
What built the dinosaurs? The Ice Age! Frosty!
Mac!
The riddle of steel.
And God doesn't want you to go in there.
Don't go in there, man.
And then God shouldn't have killed my dog.
You should clone yourself.
Why's that?
So you can go fuck yourself. I love
you
the 6 days.
I'm not a pervert. I just was looking for Turbo Man doll.
You want a Turbo Man for Christmas?
Forget it. I'm not going to sit in your lap.
Bring the toy back. Bring the toy back to the carpet. Bring it back to the carpet.
Take your toy back to the carpet.
I'm sorry. I love Kindergarten Cop.
It's a really good movie,
It's a good movie, but it looks like he's just having a fucking blast doing this movie. It's like, it was really his first solo attempt at comedy.
Yeah. And it worked.
Because, I mean, he did Twins before the, or was it?
Yeah, Twins? It was Twins. Twins was before Kindergarten Cop, yeah.
And most of these others, they weren't comedies. They just threw in the one-liners for him. But this was really his first attempt at being, I mean, he was still the straight man.
Yeah.
I think it's still the first fish out of water comedy that stuck.
Yeah.
But like I said,
bring it
just
back to the carpet.
It looked like he
Why did you bring your toy back to the carpet?
Right. But it just, the thing I love about this movie is it just looks to me like he is having a fucking blast.
Yeah.
Doing this movie.
Yeah.
Get toy back to the carpet. Take it back.
First time in my life, I'm pissed off.
Give me the goddamn page.
My name is not Quaid.
Stop it.
No, I don't stop it. I want my baby.
Shh.
But I'm all woman.
And because I'm very sensitive. You're as soft as skin is.
I want my Larry. I don't want to see you.
Stop being such a pussy.
You fucking shot me.
Just a scratch.
I do not want to touch his ass. I want to make him talk.
Okay, make it quick, because my horse is getting tired.
Here is the limit. I need a vacation.
Oh, shit.
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 Come on, you piece of shit. I'll die.
We're going to play a wonderful game called Who is Your Daddy? And what does he do?
I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
Come with me if you want to live.
Who are you?
I'm the famous comedian, Arnold Braunschweiger.
Danger is my trade. Remember, I can break your neck like a chicken.
You are mine now. You belong to me. You're not going to have your mommy slam behind you anymore and wipe your little douches. No more complaining. No more Mr. Kimble have to go to the bathroom. Nothing. There is no bathroom.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. You should not drink and bake.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you.
I'm thinking he's like it almost seems like he went in the military a month after he joined, or that he came to the U.S. Because you've heard me talk about this, that when I was in boot camp for the Marines, it was all pretty much 18 and 19 year old people. Except for one dude. He was an officer in the Russian army. He defected to the United States, and a month after he got here, he joined the Marines.
Nice.
And he didn't speak a word of English, and he went to boot camp. All he could really say at the end of boot camp were fuck you, what the fuck, you know, just all the swear words, all the
it's showtime.
Oh, hold on, shit, it's
I know
over.
You belong in the bathroom, nothing
more. Fuck you, asshole. Fuck you, asshole.
That's a fucking asshole.
Assholes.
Dickheads.
Come back.
Sluts.
Bastards!
One ugly motherfucker. What the hell are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Jesus, Marge! What the fuck?
You blew my cover!
You molested, murdered, and mutilated her.
Cool.
Introducing Avadar, Avadar, Avadar. This is Avadar.
It's as satisfying to me as coming is. They're having sex with a woman and coming.
Love is for babies.
Oh, that was from the workout, the first one.
You killed my father. Big mistake.
You've just been erased.
You are terminated.
See you at the party, Richter.
Freeze well.
Your flight attendants are Susan and Lance. We're here to make your trip as comfortable as possible.
Excuse me. Don't disturb my friend. He's dead tired.
Another one from Commando.
Yeah.
Here's what I...
The governor gets you, call me.
This Green Beret's gonna kick your big ass.
I eat Green Berets for breakfast.
Right now, I'm very hungry.
I've seen those movies where they say, make my day, or I'm your worst nightmare. Well, listen to this one. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Well, that's action hero, if I remember correctly.
It is.
You are not sending me to the cooler.
I have my orders.
Drop the gun!
Yeah, that's right, drop the gun!
Hey, I'm a police officer. This is an arrest.
Freeze!
Jeez.
I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm Detective John Kimball. This man is under arrest.
Cocainum.
So who are you, man?
What movie did he play the Russian cop?
That was the one with John Belushi.
Remember, oh, Sally, when okay. I promised to kill you last?
That's right, Major. You did.
I lied.
That is my favorite line.
The guy scream afterwards.
I'll be back.
I'm back.
Get down.
I'll put you down.
Get out.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Let off some steam, Bennett.
Here is Sub-Zero.
Okay, now we can
now
quit.
Plane Zero.
Leave anything for us?
Just bodies. Come on, Cohagan, you got
that's
what you want.
That's it.
Give these people air.
Do it.
Give these people air.
Do it. Come on, kill me, I'm here. Come on, do it now, kill me.
Where he runs out of the school.
Oh, these cookies! Put that cookie down! Now!
You want to fuck with me? You think you know bad, huh? You're a fucking choir boy compared to me! A choir boy!
Benny.
You cold-blooded bastard. I'll tell you what I think of it. I live to see you eat that contract. But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine!
Oh, the Arnold Schwarzenegger kill count is next. Let's leave that before we...
Yeah.
All right, number 18 on the list of best bad movies of all time, License to Drive. It's a two Corys movie.
Oh, okay, I got you, yeah.
Just about every 80s movie starring the two Corys could make this list, but License gets the nod because A, Billy Ocean is on the soundtrack, and B, Ham ticks to the camera, or talks to the camera. C, Heather Graham co-stars, and D, Richard Mauser has a sweet mustache. Con Air.
Yeah.
I've never watched that. I've seen bits and pieces of it here and there. Nick Cage, it's pretty bad. This is the second time he's on this list. Nick Cage brings a slow southern drawl and awful hairdo to one of the best action flicks of the 90s. Yeah, it's full of terrible quips. Sigh. Anara. and laughable supporting characters, but it's also just plain fun. Number 16, Drop Dead Fred.
Awesome. Awesome movie. Hilarious.
It's got Phoebe Cates, so it can't be bad.
Yeah.
Once an 80s it girl. God damn, you want to talk about Spank Bank. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the pool scene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That got me through junior high, man.
Drop Dead Fred was so fucking funny.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, God, dude.
Let's see. Phoebe Kate kicks off the Navy's playing or 90s playing pretend, literally. One part The Mask, one part Harvey. This film is so dumb you can't take your eyes off. So what's the point of Drop Dead Fred?
She has an imaginary friend named Drop Dead Fred.
It's a terrible movie. Did you say it was a good movie?
I liked it because it was stupid.
Well, this is best bad movie.
This wasn't even a good... I disagree with Matt fundamentally. This movie is about a woman who's possibly psychotic, whose imaginary friend, a.k.a. her subconscious, fucks up her life.
Yeah, very much so.
I will say that her prospective husband in the movie is a scumbag, and that was her subconscious telling her not to be with him. Fine. Everything else that he did to her in that movie was fucked up.
I agree. It's fucking
The acting
hilarious.
Was bad. The special effects were bad. There was a lot of bad in that movie.
Yeah.
The only thing that imaginary character did to influence her life was keep her out of the arms of a cheating fiance. And other than that, it's like, stop. She's okay. She's okay.
Number 15, Anaconda.
Oh, dude. So bad.
The acting was bad. The dialogue was cheesy and the special effects were awful. But this giant snake sure did find some amazing ways to eat people. Also, John Voight.
Yep. The scene when he gets spit out by the snake and winks sealed it for me.
I haven't seen it either. A lot of these movies from like 92 to 96, I haven't seen. Because that's when I was in the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the active duty part of it anyway. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, dude.
Go ahead.
That's a B-horror.
That's a good bad movie. That's a good bad movie.
I have not seen it. This is the tagline. The tagline is, in space, no one can eat ice cream.
This was the one that... This was the one, I can't remember if it either ripped off the tagline or it inspired the tagline of Blue Harvest, horror beyond imagination. Uh-huh. That type of, when people heard that for Empire Strikes Back, they assumed, it's just a shitty horror film.
Yeah.
That's what this movie
is. If this
does.
One's on here, I wonder if Shakes the Clown is on here. If you know someone with a fear of clowns or cotton candy, seeing this movie would not be a good first step in overcoming that fear. But for fans of schlocky, poorly made horror and sci-fi,
yep,
this movie is a dream come true.
It is out of the same vein as Nightmare on Elm Street and like that style of like horror flick.
Okay. Number 13 of the best bad movies of all time, Mannequin.
So bad.
80s movies love to explore unusual romances.
Like love between a man and his mannequin.
Woman on Ghost.
Right?
Woman on Duck.
Hey, I don't think Ghost was actually in the 90s. I think it was like 1990 is when Ghost was released. But it doesn't fucking matter.
Man on Science Experiment.
Yep.
Weird science. I love that one. This man on mannequin tail is strange love at its very best and worst.
It's pretty bad.
Splice.
That movie got kind of weird.
Yeah.
One of my favorite sci-fi movies of the last few years, Splice combines a ridiculous alien breeding plot with sci-fi channel movie effects and bad acting for one of the best bad movie experiences an audience can have.
There was a very sexually confusing scene where he fucks the genetic byproduct of what they did. And it's like, that's kind of hot and so fucking creepy and scary at the same time.
Didn't they use their own DNA to make that thing, too?
It was basically their child with alien DNA mixed in and then he fucks it.
Yeah.
Not like, I want to fuck it, but it seduces him. It was, like I said, it got weird. It got weird.
If that's your definition of weird, I hate to know what fucked up
is. It's basically genetically modified alien incest all in one scene. But at the same time, the alien's kind of hot. So you're like, ah, well, how am I supposed to feel about
this?
How
is she kind of hot with a line down the middle of her face? Anyway, number 11.
Doesn't look like that at the moment. It's
okay. Number 11, Masters of the Universe.
He's a butter zipper.
That is the definition. That is the gold standard for bad movie. That is really entertaining.
Dolph Lundgren. And Frank Langella. This cheesy movie based on the Mattel toy line got everything wrong, from the casting to the costumes to the actual release of the movie, which came when the character's popularity was in steady decline. But in terms of 80 childhood nostalgia, this flick is a classic.
It is.
I remember intentionally staying away from this one because even pre-internet when this one came out, I mean, you were two when this came out.
Yeah. I've still seen this because I was a huge He-Man fan.
I was 13.
Yeah.
And I didn't go see this movie because even at 13, I was the kind of kid that didn't go see a movie opening weekend, but a bunch of my friends did.
Yeah.
And they were like, dude.
It's bad.
Don't.
It's bad.
It's not what's-his-name from... Anyway. Number 10. A movie that I did go see opening weekend. Howard the Duck.
Dude, I will defend this movie, not as a good movie, but it is extremely entertaining, and the parts that are bad, they're so bad, funny.
The only really, really, really bad part of this movie is the bad guy.
Yeah, that's it. And even that's fucking hilarious.
It's hilariously stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's one of those ones where I watch it. I'm like,
I like the tagline, more adventure than humanly possible.
The best part about that is I saw Howard the Duck when I was growing up and had no idea that it was panned as one of the worst movies of all time. So, like, I'm sitting in a vacuum watching this movie. I'm like, this isn't that bad. Then I said, hey, you remember Howard the Duck? And, like 30 people, like, you watched that horrible fucking flick? I was like, well, hold on. I actually liked it. I thought it was
I'm 12 years old. Me and a group of my buddies go to watch this thing instead of playing D&D.
Yeah.
And we loved it.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
It was. It was a fun
movie.
Plus, we all kind of had the hots for Leah Thompson.
And watching her make out with a duck was just kind of hilarious. Right. Like, it was all
the I think because we were looking at it going, look, if she'll make out with a duck, maybe I've got a chance.
Yeah. Or the scene when Howard's sitting on the fucking planet reading Play Duck. I was like, laugh my ass off the whole.
Leah Thompson, duck puns, and disturbing awesome. Woman on duck romance Dude, aside, this movie is so a must see. Hilarious. If only to catch a glimpse of the dead-eyed duck costume George Lucas so callously unleashed on audiences.
I think that starts the down. Like that, you could point to that movie as the downfall of George Lucas. Like that's when it started. When he couldn't. There wasn't really much that came out after. Well, except for The Last Crusade. Like that. When what was the release date for
86?
Was 86?
Yeah.
And The Last Crusade came out in 89. So well, and then that
one. The Last Crusade kind of sucked too.
That's my favorite one. I'm a big fan of Sean Connery. Like the whole dynamic between Indy and his dad was fucking awesome.
No,
I
it wasn't.
It.
No, it wasn't.
By far the worst Indiana Jones movie until Crystal Skull.
Well, yeah. Well, that one.
Then you look back and you're like,
look,
okay, so bad. Now that I think about it.
Crystal Skull to me is kind of like the prequels to you. There is no Crystal Skull.
Yeah, no, there is no Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah.
You're idiots.
I honestly never saw it.
If you forget the prequels, there's a chance they could happen again. We must remember the past.
His idea. His logic isn't bad. I paid because I had seen all three of the Indiana Jones movies when I was growing up, loved Indiana Jones, heard they were releasing Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I'm like, this fucking movie is going to be fantastic. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy everything about my childhood.
But Shia LaBeouf.
Shut up. I'm getting to that point. Didn't bother me as much as anything. Like, I was sitting in the movie theater.
Or Shia LaDouche.
That's not even the worst part of the movie. I was just sitting there in the movie theater, and I was just watching this. And I'm like, Indiana Jones is old. I don't like this. I don't like any of this.
I'd almost kind of like to see him bring him back now.
I went out and bought a refrigerator.
the fridge is the best part. And yeah.
Do
like,
what?
I knew.
I hear the Russians are coming. I jump in that asshole and I'm fine.
Oh, okay. So there's a scene. There's a scene.
He hasn't even seen it, but he's insisting it didn't happen.
Yeah.
He has not been mind raped yet.
It's bad. There's a scene where.
Opening. It's the opening scene.
Is it the opening scene?
It's the first 15 minutes. It's an opening scene.
I didn't like the third one. I wasn't going to go see the fourth one.
It's where they're storing the Ark. The Russians are chasing them through it. There's a bunch of dialogue that doesn't fucking matter by the end of the movie at all, even a little bit. And then the Russians, it's where they're going to launch the nuke. Not the Russians are going to launch the nuke. I'm sorry. The Americans are going to test the nuke. And they trap them there. And he goes in the model town that they set up, and he finds a lead-lined fridge, gets inside at the last possible second, locks the door, the nuke goes off, and the next scene is a refrigerator flying through the air like 30 fucking miles, hits the ground, tumbles for at least 200 yards, and I mean bare fucking minimum 200 yards of... The door pops open, a prairie dog sticks its head up, and Indiana Jones pops out, and thus is born the term, not jumping the shark.
Nuking the fridge.
Nuking the fridge.
Yeah.
What the fuck did we just witness? We're only 10 minutes in. Yeah. What just happened?
Yeah.
I think I would have walked out of the theater.
Dude, I thought
the
about it.
The additional credits were still on the screen when he got in the fucking fridge. What's going on?
I think I would have walked out of the theater.
Dude.
From there, it just kind of kept going down.
It got worse. It got fucking worse.
Number 9 of the best worst movies of all time, Roadhouse.
Yes.
Yes.
Very. Roadhouse.
What kind of bar employs a bouncer who can't stop beating up all the customers?
He wasn't a bouncer. He was a cooler.
A bar in an awesomely bad movie.
Please, no. Not the trailer. Please, no.
I've never actually seen the trailer.
I know you do it anyway. I'm begging you.
I've never actually heard the trailer.
You've never seen?
No.
Please.
The trailer. I've seen Roadhouse.
Don't. He's going to do it. You've seen it. You've seen it 1,000 times. You know it by heart. Don't do it. I swear to God.
I know this movie. I've seen Roadhouse.
You fucking...
Hey, don't break my headphones. Go pee.
Patrick Swayze is Dalton, a greased up mullet wearing fist fighting machine.
Oh no, this is the parody trailer. Clean up a rundown. It's the parody trailer, Pete.
He fucked up.
Actually, I kind of want to hear it. When it started out greased out, burned out, or mullet wearing. All right, let's play the actual trailer first, and then we'll...
Yeah.
We'll do the parody. We'll do...
Can I buy you guys a drink? Guess not.
Patrick Swayze is...
Dalton.
I thought you'd be... bigger.
Opinions vary.
When he's around, anything can happen.
How's a guy like you end up a bouncer?
Just lucky, I guess.
And usually does.
If somebody gets in your face, I want you to be nice.
Don't be rude.
Ask him to walk, but be nice.
Help this gentleman to the door.
Until it's time to not be nice.
So says the fighting philosopher.
He may be hard to handle.
Even Sam Elliott couldn't save this movie. Nice guy.
I love this movie.
I do too.
But he's easy to like.
It's easy. Don't you like wind? Dude.
Worst I ever had was wonderful.
He's not what you'd expect.
I thought you'd be bigger.
But there's one thing you can count on. He's the best friend a good time ever had.
You guys tired?
I'll go get all the sleep I need when I'm dead. This is my town.
Jesus, I forgot that's where that came from.
I guess you'll be having that fire sale now, all right?
Dan, my mentor in Wisconsin, said that shit all the time. There's plenty of time to sleep when I'm dead.
Patrick Swayze.
For that line of work, I thought you'd be bigger.
Gee, I've never heard that before.
Roadhouse.
It's the movie that Trevor and Aaron and all those guys masturbate to.
Love.
All right. No, this is the parody trailer that I initially...
Patrick Swayze is Dalton, a greased-up, mullet-wearing, fist-fighting machine who knows just how to clean up a run-down shithole redneck bar. And that's just what this town needs.
I have a little club outside of Kansas City called the Double Deuce.
The Double Deuce.
Man, this story
Double Deuce.
The one that we worked in Dayton.
Really?
Blood on the floor in this joint every night.
I put a lot of money and time into this.
And to protect my investment, I've hired the best damn cooler in the business.
This Dalton character, what's his story?
Story is, you fuck with him and he'll seal your fate.
Killed a guy once. Ripped his throat right out.
Oh, shit.
You don't have the right temperament for the trade. If somebody gets in your face and calls you...
I love that movie.
I was thinking, based on the Ernest video, I'd like to show you a video of parody commercials.
All right.
That the guy did.
Let's finish up the list here and we'll get to that. Number 8 on the best bad movie list of all time, Troll 2.
There wasn't even any Troll. Oh, no, that was Leprechaun.
Yeah.
When Drake Floyd made this sequel to the B-movie horror classic Troll, he forgot one important thing.
Oh, no, it was Troll. Troll 2, yeah.
The Trolls. Oh, yeah. And also decent dialogue and actors with acting experience.
Number one's going to be Plan 9 from Out in Space.
Actually. No, I don't know. Plan 9 was not good in the least.
Bad.
Number 7, No Holds Barred.
The hell is that?
You wouldn't think
pro wrestling to do with, yep, there you
could get any more ridiculous until you see No Holds Barred, in which Hulk Hogan's character essentially kills two people.
Oh, shit, yeah, and I gets remember away this. With it.
Number 6, Best Bad Movies, Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins.
Isn't that Eddie Murphy?
No. You're thinking of...
Oh, The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
It's Fred Ward. The Adventure Begins, or began and ended with this film featuring unlikely action hero Fred Ward, whose character is named after a bedpan. While this film is not a send-up of 80s action films, it's tons of fun if you pretend that it is. Over the Top.
Sly Fester Stallone.
I love this movie.
It's fun. It's ridiculous.
It is.
It is fucking
ridiculous. Oh, the arm wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
Yes.
I was trying to reconcile between that and when he was a Formula One racer.
Yeah.
Which I can't remember the name of that, where he's the Hummer.
A truck driver tries to win his son's affection by winning an arm wrestling championship.
This is almost as good as that movie that was the one where they were on the trek to
I love this one because of the scene where they literally ripped the guy's hand almost off. Remember, yeah. He pulls it back and the...
Yeah. This movie is on the same line as like a really shitty version of a hero's journey where... there's a movie in where they go on an adventure to like a lot Las Vegas or something... for a video game championship. I can't remember what the fuck the name of this game movie is. Yes?
Just waiting.
Who's in it?
I can't remember. Hold on. I'll figure it out.
No, I'll get it.
Keep going.
No, you make the point. You left us hanging.
It's out of that same vein. It's kind of ridiculous.
They tried to do this hero's journey, but they made it too...
Yeah,
too it's almost weird. Like they made it too, over the top.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And it's like, come on.
Twin Galaxies?
It might be that. There's a scene in it where I know that they're fighting with the Nintendo Power Glove.
Hold on, let me pull up the list here. No, that's not it. Anyway, forget it.
The Welcome garbage to Radio Foo Bar, where we give attention to the human memorial.
Number 4, the Garbage Pail Kids movie.
the knockoff fucking. Cabbage Patch Kids.
Did you see those memes recently? Donald Dump.
Yep.
Anyway. One of the worst films ever made. This adaptation of the Cabbage Patch spoofing trading card series certainly earned the honor. Why watch it? The kids' costumes are easily some of the worst and creepiest in film history. You have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Mac and Me.
Oh! That is not a best of the worst or worst of the best. That's not, no. Nope. Nope. Nope.
It's called The Wizard. That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
Okay. If you think product placement in movies is bad now, you haven't seen anything until you suffered through the 90-minute commercial called Mac and Me. The impromptu dance scene at McDonald's is legendary for both pointlessness and shamelessness.
I talked about this before, but Paul Rudd makes it a point whenever he goes on Conan.
Yeah.
He brings the clip of the movie from Mac and Me instead of the clip he's supposed to bring. And every time, he always pretends like he's going to do it straight. And Conan like yells at the editors. He yells at the movie producers and the promotions department. And they still let Paul Rudd do it.
Is he still doing that?
Yes.
Even with the changeover?
Yes. Okay. It's...
He did it for Ant-Man and Conan.
Did he actually do it?
You're telling me they sacrificed PR for Ant-Man? And like they said it off the screen. And he's like, I am the PR for Ant-Man. That's why I'm here. Why do you need a clip?
The second best bad movie of all time. Manos, the Hands of Fate.
I've heard this is really bad.
It's famously, Flash Gordon is the top. It's got to be. They've left it off.
Famously produced by a fertilizer salesman on a bet, this film is simply awful. The acting, the story, the direction, the camera work, even the audio are examples of filmmaking at its very worst, which is exactly why you have to watch it.
None of these guys have seen Double Down. I'm just saying.
No, Matt, you were right.
It is Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Bullshit. Bullshit list. I guess you do end up laughing at it, but that still doesn't make it good.
Yeah. I think their definition is if you can find enjoyment, even if it's like the worst fucking possible
they
thing.
They need to have Double Down on that list.
Yeah.
You know, those laptops, would look better if you turned them on.
What movie were we watching the other week when we decided we needed to have mics when we were watching? We were watching episode 6, wasn't it?
We were watching Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, yeah.
I think in the middle of it, we were just talking through the whole thing, and I think it was you, Matt, that said, we should have fucking microphones for this.
No, you said that, and I was like, damn, that's a great idea.
So then, we're going to start doing it. What are we just going to call it? Movie Fubar?
Movies Fubar.
Yeah, I like it.
The reason being is
because... Well, this is Radio Fubar, so we'll call it, Movie Fubar.
Movie Fubar. And the reason being is because when I played the Roadhouse trailer... The first suggested thing over here was Dogma, the full movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's one of those ones. Yeah, no, absolutely.
See, because, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Riff Tracks and all that kind of stuff, they always do...
bad movies.
Cult classics or bad movies or something like that.
Like Starship Troopers and shit like that.
We're going after the big dogs, but we're going one step farther than CinemaSins and Honest Trailers. We're Screen Junkies. We're actually going for the full movie commentary.
Yeah, we're
going
to do the full movie commentary. And what we'll do is we'll start it out by saying, okay, we're hitting play in 3, 2, 1, boom. So you just listen to us while you're watching the movie at home.
Oh, God. We get to like make fun of the credits, like the opening scrawl, all of it. Oh, dude.
So what we need from our listeners is just a list of movies you want us to watch and talk about.
It doesn't have to be bad movies. It can be your favorite movie.
It can be just no rom-coms.
I'm cool with rom-coms.
No, I'm okay with rom-coms.
I'm okay with we're doing it for science.
Yeah.
You guys are doing it alone then. There's no science to that. We're just going to be miserable.
Don't
make us watch anything you know we're going to be miserable watching. There's my guideline.
Yeah, we want movies that we can make fun of while we're watching.
Yeah.
Or even say, that was a good scene. We'll get positive.
Yeah. Right. We do that.
Well, no, I remember the big thing that we talked about during episode 6 was how come she never turned into the green chick?
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Kirk didn't fuck an alien.
Yeah. What are the gender specifics of that alien?
Yeah.
Right.
It turned into a man multiple times.
When we go into our like a long, drawn-out conversation.
And a little girl, which kind of freaks you out, too, you know?
When we go into our long, drawn-out conversations when we do this, we're going to say, you might want to pause the movie.
When he gets back on the Enterprise and he has a second to sit down in his ready room, does Kirk go, wait a minute, am I gay?
I just had sex with a...
I've only had one kid and he died. Maybe I'm gay. Maybe it's the universe telling me I'm gay.
I mean, I slept with a lot of alien chicks, but none of them were they female?
Like, it just
causes
this
a little introspection.
Yeah. I don't know. The green chick in Star Trek, the remake.
Yeah. Awesome. And I love that J.J. Abrams did that. Like, he just like, here's a throwback. You're all thinking it. Yes. Kirk is fucking the green chick because she's under his fucking bed. No, he was. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was
under her bed. That's right. Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding. Even green, I'm like,
yeah.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
In a minute.
Boldly go where no man, maybe, has gone before.
Well, boldly go where one man has gone before.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. And like Galaxy Quest.
He boldly
Quest.
Went into that changeling, let me tell you.
Like, if you want us to watch Galaxy Quest and just rip it apart, one of my favorite movies of all time, I'm cool with that. That'd
oh, we just
fun.
Watched that a couple of weeks
That's
ago.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why, yeah. Like, this is what we do on Sunday mornings.
And then
Sunday
we watched
mornings.
The Kingsman. Remember? Yeah. We watched that. I had never seen it before. So it doesn't matter.
We were quiet through a lot of that because we'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
Right. But even then, the first time Sam Jackson showed up, I was like,
what the fuck?
Before he showed up on screen, I'm like, guys, before you see him, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Give it a chance. 10 minutes later, oh, that's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
The scene where he serves McDonald's.
The worst actor in that movie was the lead.
The lead guy, yeah. Well, it's because it's Colin Firth and Sam Jackson, too. So.
I think he did all right.
He did okay.
But it was still the worst of the bunch.
But look, he did okay, but look who he had to go up against.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson and Colin Firth.
Plus the guy that played Merlin.
Yep.
Although the chick wasn't that great either.
Well, she was kind of at best a supporting character. She was a minor character.
She had the easy job at the end.
Yeah, Michael Caine, Sam Jackson, Colin Firth, the bad guy from Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah,
who's in a lot of stuff. There's a list.
Yeah, there's a lot of heavy
hitters. I'll be honest with you, I didn't see the Michael Caine thing.
Yeah, no,
you really didn't. No.
Oh wow!
I will say I had a little bit of an inkling, but it was just like
I had an idea that somebody in the organization was going to turn, but I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't peg him.
I started to
kind of think maybe it might be him at the dog shooting thing.
That's pot. Yeah.
Oh, when he points the gun at him.
No, when he yeah. Well, no, not really, but just the way he acted. You know?
Oh yeah, it was for me watching it the first time alone. I'm like. So I thought Sam Jackson, his character, figured out the agency or whatever. Where did that go? Uh-oh.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I think I was too busy thinking about... Because I was analyzing the situations that the boots were being put into.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out if they were doing what I would have done.
I love the scene when they're doing the parachute jump, right? And Merlin has told them that one of your guys' parachutes fucked up, is not on there. Here you go.
Yeah.
And he yanks his parachute.
it was a test to see who would lead in a panic situation.
And the funny thing is, in that situation, I would have been like, okay, everybody pair up.
Well, he did say that.
And everybody was like, no, fuck you.
Yeah, because somebody would have been left over.
No.
No, not at the original start.
Because the original, he says it. The TV, I've been noticing on our TV, the music always seems louder than the dialogue.
Yeah.
Everything we watch. But he says, okay, everybody pair up. And one kid immediately panics and says, nope, fuck out. So then there's five.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
Because that was the plan. Everybody pair up and underneath the drop zone, everybody pull your chute
and
immediately
what I mean.
Grab the person to your right. Yeah.
Right. Everybody. Well, that's what I mean. I mean, I remember eventually there was a pair up and then that went away.
Yeah.
So there was five, and I'm like, okay, somebody's fucked.
Right. The five was, okay, now we got to do process of elimination in that drop window.
See, and the thing is you can't just say, okay, everybody pull their chutes, and we'll just catch the guy, you know, because that won't work.
Yeah, because now you're working with physics where he's decelerating faster
exactly.
than you. So you can't do that. You got to figure
out. So I actually kind of like the plan that they came up with.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, if it was originally six, just grab onto someone and...
Well, remember, that was still like... They were trying to hold that five-man plan, and then two other people fucked them, and then the one guy fucked up. Right. And then there was two, and it's like, well, I guess we can go back to the original plan.
No, they weren't fucking them. They were telling them to pull, because... They
pulled too soon.
I know. Well, they were each pulling one at a time, because the whole point was is if everybody pulled one at a time, they would be there. So if their chute didn't open, everybody else still had them.
Yeah.
That was the whole reason. But yeah, the one guy pulled way too early. But that was... I like the solution that he came up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like the first one, where they filled up the room with water right at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm like... Really? Shower rods in the toilet bowl? No.
That was an odd... Even I was like, I wouldn't even have thought of the toilet. That's...
I get the guy hitting the glass.
Yeah, get me the fuck out of here.
Right.
Yeah, no, totally. I totally agree with his... Yeah.
But the shower rods in the... No.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have worked anyway. Well, it would have worked for a minute.
Yeah. Right, but he was the only one that realized, okay, now that they, like, that guy was like, well, we're on a time limit to get the fuck out of here, because eventually, well, he said that they could breathe unlimitedly from it.
Nearly unlimited air supply is what he said.
Yeah.
So you have time to figure it out is what he meant.
Yeah. Which.
Rather than your lungs, you have a few breaths.
Which somebody doesn't know how fluid dynamics work.
Right.
I thought of that too. I'm like,
Nope.
Water level. No, that doesn't work.
Yep, nope, doesn't work. Yeah, nope, doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
So then I was...
Unless like, for some reason those sewage pipes go up, which doesn't make sense either.
Yeah.
Well, I think what they were trying to say is, like, you know, because with a sewage pipe, if it goes down, you also have to have the vent stack. So I think they were talking about, you know, jamming up the vent stack. But there's no way you could get that, because you'd have to make... 120 degree turn up in the middle of the pipe to get the thing to go up. Yeah, like
right.
That. That sounds, so, like yeah, I said, it's that's not, why I said it wouldn't work.
It's
yeah, which is where when the kid busts through the window, I was like, now that's the only motherfucker that had a real idea.
Right. But
like, but, guys, you're doing that thing I warned you about.
But
don't overthink this movie.
But if you've ever been in a pool and tried to swing your arm, there's no way you can get enough force behind that.
And he specifically told me, I was like, but he's like, nope, don't think about it. Nope.
And the glass and how thin it was to hold back that much water. You can't think too much about this movie. Enjoy it.
Right, right. And I did. This is just shit that I thought about after the fact.
Yeah.
You know, during the movie, I'm like, okay, that's this cool. is silly.
This pen contains enough explosives. It's the equivalent of 50 tons of... No, it's not.
Right. That's a... Yeah, they
that don't make fucking sense.
You've been doing this. Yeah. All right, Mr. Keen. You've been doing this shit for 70 years and you fell for the old switcheroo?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. No.
Especially the obvious switcheroo. Yeah.
Right.
Are those all Kingsmen?
Yeah.
What a weird question to ask right now.
Yeah.
And then look down. My glass is moving. I didn't touch my glass. Whatever. But like I said, don't overthink that. We can make fun of it when we're watching it.
Yeah. But yeah. No.
So we're going to start doing that, and we'll do it on the weekend when we're sitting here, but then we'll probably release it midweek or something like that. So we need from you guys that are listening, the one or two people.
Here's the thing.
That are listening.
We need it on DVD so we can.
DVD or Netflix. Or Netflix, Hulu.
Something that we can actually...
Or Amazon Prime.
Yeah, or Amazon Prime. Something that we can actually watch here. We don't have to go to the fucking movie theater, because I'm not taking my whole recording studio to the movie theater because they tell me to fuck off.
I did come up with that idea for a second. Remember when we were at Star Wars? I'm like, all right, everybody just pull out their phone and start talking, and then I'll combine them later.
Nope.
Like, we'd have pissed everybody off in the theater if we did that.
It was bad enough with Matt talking.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to Matt, and he was talking to you.
No...
No, I
Matt knows there's key points in the movie that we'll both look at each other and whisper something really cool really quick or cheer on a little quick.
I think the only thing that
most
I really,
of the time when he tries to do that lean over and talk for a minute, I'm like, shut up.
I think the only time that I really leaned over, it was twice. The first one, I forget what I leaned over for.
I think it's when Han walked in on the Falcon. I think that was the first
time. Oh, yeah, because I said, I guess I wasn't right.
Yeah, and I was like, yes, you're right. Right. You weren't right.
And the other one at the end when Chewie shot Kylo, and I'm like, did he just shoot him in the nuts?
Yeah, I was like, no, it's the, it's like the kidneys.
He must be right, Matt.
He must be right.
Right. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Perhaps we're going to watch Dogma and do that as our first
We can. I'm cool with doing that tomorrow. If we can record that all tomorrow, like sometime.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah.
But we're going to get the hell out of here. Well, no, you don't want to do that tomorrow because tomorrow's the championship games on football, dude.
I don't. Well.
Anyway, the Broncos are playing the Patriots.
I am a Broncos fan, but like.
The Broncos are going to lose. So.
That's probably going to happen.
No, it's not.
All right. We're out. Have fun. See you guys next week. Bye.